Excellent. Fabulous. Lovely to speak to you. Thank you very, very much indeed. Gary Redrup there. Thank you for joining us. So let's find a man now who's another Bake Off fan or not. Look, judging by his face, Mr. John Holmes has joined me in the studio. Not a Bake Off fan?
I never watched any of the other series, so couldn't possibly comment on the new one, apart from I did put it on last night just to see what it was.
What's everyone whittering on about?
Yeah, exactly. And then I just saw somebody cut a slice out of Paul Hollywood, and I thought, that's Paul Hollywood. And it turned out it was an illusion cake. It wasn't Paul Hollywood at all. He was made of sponge.
I wonder what he would taste like. As I've mentioned to Talk Radio listeners before, actually, that I did interview Paul Hollywood once, and I just dropped into conversation. You know, I'd never made bread, and he looked at me as if I'd just told him that I strangled cats on a weekend.
Did you? Well, you do do that. To be fair,
I don't normally admit it in public. He thought this was the most bizarre thing in the world that someone had not made their own bread.
Did you just say, I wonder what Paul Hollywood tastes like at the beginning of that? I think you did.
I hope not in the divorce courts. I hope I didn't say that. Do you know what? I have to say, no, I really don't.
Don't wonder about it. His house is at the end of the lane where my children's school is.
Look at you.
So I see him often putting out his wheelie bins in full motorbike leathers. That's what he likes to do.
Does he have his cuffs rolled up?
He's got some very expensive cars, let me tell you that are right in the way of the narrow lane.
This is a wonderful insight. Mm. Right, now, what's going on your show? No cake talk, I hope.
Not much cake talk. There will be talk of Korea. There will be a bit of Houston and fat people in Lycra. That's what we're covering.
Yeah, they've come in for a lot of shtick.
Yeah, rightly so.
Absolutely. Please, people, there's no need at all. No. Also, if you're that fat, you're not going so fast on your bike that the Lycra's going to make that much difference.
No way. So we're talking about that and, you know, other stuff.
And you'll be wearing Lycra throughout the show?
I'm wearing it now.
I know, that's what I'm wondering about. But anyway, please don't stand up above the desk. Thank you. Coming up, that's Mr. John Holmes from 1 o'clock. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
So, I got home from school on Friday and Mummy said we were getting a panda. And I was happy because I like pandas. They're bigger than kittens and very, very fluffy. Mummy and Daddy said pandas are practical and great value for money. It will have to live in the garage, but that's okay because we don't have a car right now. So there's space.
Be quick. The Fiat Panda Pop, available for a limited time from £6,995, saving £2,410 on the list price. T's and C's apply at participating dealers ordered and registered by 30th September 2017.
When you're on the city and the footy's on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the footy's on TV, that's amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
This Wednesday, it's a £9.5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your brother if you won?
My brother and my niece are West Bromwich Albion supporters. When he was younger, he was like football mad. So maybe I'd buy them a box. I don't even know if West Brom have a box.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
VLUX rewards are even bigger. We could have told you about them with
bigger voiceovers.
More bigger sound effects!
But we thought we'd let our rewards do the talking. Because this September and October, you'll earn £25 rewards with every VLUX white-painted roof window you buy. And you can spend them in places like M&S, Argos, Tesco and Thomas Cook. Pretty big, huh? Sign up for bigger rewards at VLUX.co.uk/rewards. Conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Lip. Right, it's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's Wednesday. Wednesday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the latest news on Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Coming up, more condemnation of North Korea, Trump accused of inciting violence, and Terry Pratchett's unusual dying wish.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has called on China to do everything it can to put more pressure on North Korea following its latest missile test. The Prime Minister, who arrived in Japan for an official visit this morning, has called the firings illegal and outrageous. Aidan Foster Carter, who's an expert on North Korea, has told Talk Radio he thinks the situation could escalate with Donald Trump in power.
This US president who really isn't like any other, you know, but if it was some sort of a game of chicken and high noon, that he could, or if someone was to say, actually, we could fire on, say their submarine base, and it would be all right, they wouldn't respond. I wish I could rule that out. I don't think I can rule that out, and the South Koreans are getting quite worried about it.
The UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights says US President's comments about the media risk inciting violence. Since the disturbances in Charlottesville, when white supremacists clashed with counter-protesters, Mr. Trump described journalists as truly dishonest people. Zayd Raad al-Hussein says such comments carry a big risk.
To call these news organizations fake does tremendous damage, and to refer to individual journalists in this way, is this not an incitement for others to attack journalists?
At least 18 people are known to have died in flooding caused by the heaviest tropical downpour in US history. More than 13,000 people have been rescued in Texas, with authorities warning we might not have seen the worst yet. Scottish Labour bosses will meet on Saturday next week to discuss the contest to succeed Kezia Dugdale. The party's leader resigned last night, saying someone is needed with a fresh energy and a new mandate. A 15-year-old girl has been arrested after allegedly shooting five pupils with a BB gun and assaulting a police officer on a school bus. Police in South Lanarkshire say no one's been injured and she's been excluded from school. And a hard drive containing Sir Terry Pratchett's unpublished works has been run over by a steamroller at the request of the late author. The writer asked for whatever he was working on when he died to be destroyed by the machinery.
Gary Glitter didn't think of that back in the day. Anyway, so, hello, Victoria.
Hi, John.
How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
Good. Yeah, good, thanks, yeah. But, yeah, fine.
Good.
Great, that's established all of that. What have we got to look forward to in your bonus news today at around 3:30, do you think?
Vegetables.
Vegetables.
Ooh.
Vegetable news. If it's happening in the world of vegetables today, you'll hear about it. Scoop exclusively. An exclusive.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. At 3:30, but now, have you done... No?
No, I haven't done that yet.
I thought you had.
No.
Okay.
It's raining.
Yeah.
It is. I got wet earlier.
Right. Now, here's Victoria with the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy and wet in the south of England. Yeah. Sunshine and showers elsewhere, highs of 18 degrees.
Thank you very much. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
The Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal have reportedly rejected a £50 million bid from Manchester City for Alexis Sanchez. The forward's thought to be unhappy at the club, but his manager Arsene Wenger is insistent he's going nowhere before his contract's up next summer. City are expected to come back with an improved offer, although it won't involve Raheem Sterling in a potential swap deal. Former Gunners midfielder Stuart Robson told TalkSport he doesn't think the Emirates would suit Sterling anyway.
It's not a club at the moment that are going to win the title, and he went to Manchester City because he wanted to win trophies. He didn't think he could do it at Liverpool. Well, he's certainly not going to do it at Arsenal this season.
On to cricket. England have named an unchanged squad for next week's deciding test against the West Indies at Lord's. The three-match series is tied at 1-1 following the Windies' historic win at Headingley. Finally, Britain's Ali Ashbednay faces Russian Andrei Rublev in the first round of the US Open tennis later. Kyle Edmund and qualifier Cameron Norrie are in second round action. That's the latest sport news powered by TalkSport.
And that is the latest sports news. And he's right, it's absolutely powered by TalkSport in an offshore sport farm that they've installed where there's... You've probably seen it. People have complained about it. It says it kills birds. But great big sports sticking up out of the sea.
I think it's an eyesore, John, personally.
I sort of like it. It looks majestic.
Really?
Yeah, but a lot of people don't like the sport farm. Anyway, it's powered by that. So, 1:05. Yes, today, Korea, Houston, fat people in Lycra. It's all going to be happening between now and 4.
Talk Radio.
Armbands, a Voices Nationwide poem by me, Mike Garry. Your first swimming lesson, age 4. The teacher asks the class, has anyone swam in the deep end before? And you say, yeah, me with me dad's sisters and mates. But you wore armbands, stuck on with my hands. And every time we'd go for a swim, I'd let them down a tiny bit and hope you'd learn to cope and float on your own. Now, I've used different bands at different times for different things throughout your life. I just let them down from time to time until I know you're going to be fine. That things are going to be all right.
If your not-so-little ones are off to uni this year, pop in branch or go online and see how Nationwide could help. Here's to the class of 2017, building society Nationwide.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hello, I am the ghosts of long dead sailors. In a fight between Liberal Democrats and some gypsies.
Playing pinata with a real seal.
This time they fired a missile over Ed Screenscrime. Look, like Donald Trump, both sides. Theresa May did kill my uncle.
Japanese Twitter account.
North Korea has been at it again.
You know it comes out so quickly. Len Goodman
is the owner of Western Women at the Mull of Kintyre.
I think white men should play everything.
In fairness, you just said I look like a dead...
Greg Evigan, who played BJ.
You won't have the guts to.
Girl from a Christian background who was forced to live with Widow Twanky, where she was told that Europe's sending a fart in Britain's Chinese laundry.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a giant horse.
So, good afternoon to you then, and welcome indeed. As once again we desecrate the airwaves to bring you up to some hours of what passes for entertainment, as long as you've set your bar fairly low. I am a man called the name of John Holmes. This is Talk Radio. In the afternoon bit of it. And as we got word today that North Korea were, and indeed are, threatening, well, more missile action, they've said, in the Pacific. This is what they said after the criticism over Japan, the Japan missile firing, when they sent that missile over Japan. They were warned by the UN and so forth, but instead of backing down in any way at all, North Korea have now threatened more missile action in that region. Details are fairly scarce, but according to reports we have got, the new wave of weapons are missiles with hurricanes in them, because the North Korea now thinks that's they've got the capability to reach America, having seen the damage that hurricanes can do. Kim Jong-un has now ordered his military to build missiles with weather inside them, and he is threatening to launch one at America. That's what we're hearing. Now, obviously, in North Korea, due to the way that operates, weather must be named after Kim Jong-un. So, Hurricane Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army and Chairman of the Central Military Commission of the Workers' Party of Korea is expected to make landfall by tonight. Well, that is a bit of a mouthful, we realised, so let's just call it Hurricane Fat Nutter. Make it easier. By the way, if you are listening to Talk Radio in Japan this afternoon, or not afternoon as it is there, scene of Korea's last missile launch, then it is a bit confusing this, because over in Japan, Talk Radio is actually used as an emergency siren over there. It's like a warning. In times of crisis, they play Talk Radio out of loudspeakers in urban centres when the prospect of a missile attack is imminent. The theory being... that when the public hear the voice of Julia Hartley Brewer, they tend to panic and run. So it's as good a warning as anything that something dangerous is coming. But if you are listening in Japan at the moment, this is only a drill, don't worry. Good afternoon. Oh, and by the way, I should just mention this as well, actually. In honour of Melania Trump wearing high heels... she's worn. You've seen this on the front of the papers today. Basically, the First Lady of America has worn high heels to a humanitarian crisis. So everyone on the show here today has on stilettos in tribute to that. Not a criticism over her going to visit a disaster zone dressed like she was going to a premiere, but if you think about it, floods. So very high heels. Just thinking that through. Safer than flats, isn't it? Anyway, shall we do what's coming on the programme? I think we probably would. Here we are then. Headline Hijack is on the way before the hour is out. You get to make up a news story. That's what you get to do. You send it to us. We give it to Victoria. She puts it in the news, reads it out as though it's true at 2 o'clock. The nation receives fake information. All down to you. Send it to us. You made up news. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It is headline hype. Candice is here with today's diversity paper review. She'll be going through the papers for us. And she's a diversity. It makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Different diversity each day. The news in haiku, speaking of Japan, as indeed we are. What about their short-form oriental traditional verse, eh? Their haiku. Well, we take the news and we explain it using haikus. It's the news in haikus. The news becomes simplified and easy to understand when boiled right down to five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables again. We'll also take all your reactions this afternoon. Get in touch with the programme. Tell us what's on your mind. treble 2 for that.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter as well.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll also be inviting reactions via the Talk Radio Ballista, which is a medieval siege engine. We've got a few of them around the country. The operational one today
Where
is in
it?
A supermarket car park, actually.
Which one?
It's outside Waitrose in Chester.
Oh, very cool.
You'll be able to spot
very
it.
Cool.
It's like a 20-foot-long medieval siege crossbow with the bowstring pulled back by a winch. The Ballista, the Talk Radio Ballista. Cornelius, what reactions have come in so far?
John, that's a good thing about Theresa May going to Japan. She always runs in the direction of danger. She's so brave.
Yeah.
John, they should have got Chris Evans to present the new Bake Off. That's coming from a drunk and bitter Mary Berry.
Thank you. As I said, we'll be talking Korea, Trump, Houston, fat people in Lycra before the afternoon is out. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. Work experience punditry today. Our work experience is Sophie. She will be joining us to round up a week's worth of hipster nonsense. The sort of crap that pops up in, well, all over the country now. If it's got a square beard and a man bun and no socks on, you can bet it'll be rounded up in the hipster nonsense. As we give our work experience real world experience by putting them in front of the microphone. And there's a game of Dead or Alive on the way today. Ginger Dave not producing. Asprod Harry, he's assistant producing. He's through the other side of the window, the northern window.
Hello. Hi, the northern window. I like that.
We might as well. We haven't got.
Let's call it that. The northern
window. It'd be easier to rename Harry.
Yeah, actually, it would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Let's call him Bindo. Asprod Bindo is through the window.
There we go.
That's not my name.
Jeez, Bin. We'll call him Bin for sure.
Yeah. And Larden. Chloe is on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi there. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Yes, John. Cornelius is there.
Yeah.
Here.
Just here.
Just there.
Yeah,
I said that.
Right here.
You're right there. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Welcome along. It's news. The day's news, but with an entertaining bent. Now, all you have to do is work out what today's first big story is from the music I'm about to play. It's a little quiz. You can play along at home. Of course, a little bit of fun, isn't it? A bit of fun amongst all the hard drudgery of the news. But see if you can work it out. What's the big story from the song here, which is All These Things I've Done by The Killers?
When there's nowhere else to run, is there room for one more sun? One more sun. If you can hold on, if you can hold on. Thank you.
Okay, a lot of guesses coming in. Thank you very much indeed as to what today's big story is that relates somehow cryptically. The clues are all there. All these things I've done. By the Killers.
I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
Yeah, all right.
I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
Possibly you're a fishmonger then.
I got soul, but I'm
I got soul.
Soldier.
I got cod.
I got soul.
Halibut!
Soldier, I got soul.
It's not a very good quiz, that, is it? I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. Well, you're a fishmonger. It's not a great, you know...
Or a priest.
Yeah.
Any sort of spiritual being.
Yeah. Anyway, how does this link to today's big story, Cornelius? How do you think?
Is it the news of the Secret Killers gig that's been announced?
Why?
They're playing, when are they? They're playing the Tuesday after the weekend. That's at Brixton Academy.
It's not a secret, is it? It's not a secret.
No. So. I'm going to try and get tickets.
Also, this, I don't know how you'd link that to that, but no.
Because it's the Killers. It's the same band.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, it's not that.
Is it the news of the Killers guitarist saying he's going to withdraw from the live setup?
It's nothing to do with the Killers.
Spend more
it's nothing
time
to
with
do
his family.
With the Killers. A bigger news story than that.
All these things that I've done. Is it that? Am I in the news? For all the things I've done?
No, not yet.
Don't know what you're trying to suggest there.
Okay.
I don't know, what is it?
I'll tell you, that bit you were just joining in with there.
The Soulie Soldier
the
one.
The Soulie Soldier bit, yeah.
Yeah.
And what,
Is it Soldier Boy, the rapper?
No. What's part of a shoe?
A soul.
Yes. And why are shoes in the news?
They're not.
They are.
They're not, though.
They are, though.
They're not.
I mean, they are. The First Lady of the United States of America.
It's not really the news story, though.
It's on the front of the papers, though, isn't it?
She's silly.
Yeah, well, that's what she's done. She's turned up to a disaster zone in some high heels. Houston in America remains a disaster zone of humanitarian crisis. As of tonight, I think, there is now a curfew in place in the city. The mayor has called for a curfew to stop looting. The crisis continues. We'll be talking to our correspondent about that, getting the very latest on what's going on in Houston next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
I can't believe it. This is amazing. Thank you, universe.
Dave, it's just a shopping trolley.
It already had a pound in it.
That's what we call one of life's small victories. And here's another. Get a Vauxhall Astra SRI for just £215 a month, plus advance rental. Vauxhall, isn't life brilliant? Search small victories. Personal contract hire. Advance rental of £4,945. 35 monthly rentals of £215. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months charged at 11 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Order by 2nd October 2017.
The Homebase end of season clearances are now. Hurry in for this Ketter 400 litre garden storage box. Was £98, now only £79.98. Homebase, always low prices.
In my day, a tackle was a tackle, and diving was something you did down the bar. Shorts were shorts, and there wasn't a man bun or an Alice band in sight. And when you scored, you celebrated properly. But then again, in my day, you couldn't have a flutter on your phone. Sign up to Betfred online or on your mobile and get £30 in free bets when you stake a tenner. Result. So whenever you bet, bet free.
Selected bets. New customers only. 18 plus T&Cs apply. Please bet responsibly. Gamblerware.co.uk. Visit betfred.com/promotions for more information.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Kent's coastbound M20 slow towards an accident just before junction 10 for Ashford South, where one lane is closed. And then there's London bound restrictions for the recovery of an overturned vehicle near Leybourne between junctions 5 and 4, queues back to 7. Both sides of the M1 through Buckinghamshire have restrictions. There's been a multi-vehicle accident at junction 14 for Milton Keynes, but as far as I'm aware, the motorway is open. The M11 in Essex moving well again after earlier problems north near junction 8 for Bishop Stortford, but delays for the M1 through Nottinghamshire. That's because of a broken down vehicle between junctions 27 and 28. I'm Joanna Adams.
No matter how big your loads are, you can get a load off with the Co-op's better than half price deals. 2 litre bottles of Ariel Bio are now £5.19 and 960 milliliter bottles of Comfort Intense are now £2.65. Ariel Bio was £10.49, Comfort Intense was £5.45. See participating stores for details. Varieties are stocked. Offer ends 3rd of October.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. 23 minutes past 1 o'clock. Let's talk about today's big story. Well, we know that Houston does have a problem. It is a big problem. The devastation in southern Texas has brought America's fourth most populous city to its knees. Unless, of course, you're Melania Trump, when it's brought you to visit the state in high heels, which is actually the opposite of knees. Horrific scenes, not just Melania and Donald either, but more the flooding and the storm-smashed city. Roads have turned into rivers. Thousands of people are homeless. There's now a curfew in place in the wake of Storm Harvey. The mayor of the city has said that it is imperative to have a curfew such as this to head off looting. The curfew runs from midnight to 5 a.m. local time there. There are already reports of looting ahead of that, armed robbers, people impersonating police officers to commit crimes as well. Donald Trump, for his part, has called the storm epic. That's his word, epic, which makes it sound less like a disaster and more like a film he watched on Netflix. Anyway, on the line now, Sam Webb. He's a world reporter at The Sun. Good afternoon, Sam.
Good afternoon.
Oh, slightly dodgy line there, but we'll get. I hope that'll be all right. But anyway, so Sam, where are we now as we speak? What's the latest in Houston?
It's estimated that 17 people. Well, it's at least 17 people have been killed so far, but there's many more missing. A family of six has been swept away in their car.
Yeah.
And their bodies have not been found. There's also a rescue boat that four people in that was also swept away. Again, bodies haven't been found. I mean, the true state of the station probably isn't known to that.
All right, slightly dodgy line. We're going to try and redial that. But what he was saying there, of course, was there are the sort of number of deaths. Now, the death tolls, Sam's saying 17, and we've also heard 20 as well with people missing and so on and so forth. And the storm itself is no longer a hurricane, of course. It is a storm. It is the path of the storm. It's such that it went back out to sea and is going to make landfall again in Louisiana. So we can expect fairly horrific stories from there as well. Louisiana, of course, home of New Orleans, where Hurricane Katrina, not that long ago, caused similar devastation. Donald Trump is in Texas, of course, called on the resilience of the Texans generally. And it's a humanitarian crisis. I mean, a lot of help coming for people. Have we got him back? Have we got him back yet, by the way?
I don't believe so.
All right, we might get it back.
Keep going.
Thanks. Yeah, good. But it's. I mean, the latest that we're getting basically is that people are without their homes. There is different, I guess, devastation. It takes many tolls in terms of people's houses being destroyed. We're obviously still seeing pictures of that. We've seen pictures, remarkable pictures of actually people being rescued out of trucks where roads have turned completely into rivers. Sam is there. We're trying to get hold of him again because we've got no signal. So we're going to take a break and see if we can get him back after that because you know, he's got all the latest details. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different.
Now, I'm with you from 6 in the morning till 10, 5 days a week, 20 hours, and I'd love the pleasure of your company, but I'm a realist. Although it's disappointing, maybe you can't catch me for 20 hours a week, but you can pick up my best bits via our podcast. Just go to talkradio.co.uk and download the best of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Glory be to Pod.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio.
Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
So we're still having a little bit of trouble getting hold of Sam, so we'll try and bring you that as soon as we can. But in the meantime, here's Victoria with the latest news on Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. The powerful storm, which has caused catastrophic flooding and the deaths of 18 people in the US state of Texas, has made landfall again, this time in Louisiana. It's weaker than before, but still likely to bring heavy rain. Theresa May says North Korea's missile tests are outrageous and significant actions of provocation. The Prime Minister is in Japan for talks on trade and security, just 36 hours after Kim Jong-un's military sent a missile over northern Japan. She says a solution has to be found internationally.
I welcome the fact that the United Nations Security Council has been united in its condemnation of the actions of North Korea. These are illegal tests that they've carried out, and they should stop these.
A Christian girl who was living with Muslim foster carers has been reunited with her family following a court ruling. The five-year-old had been placed in the family's care by Tower Hamlets Council in East London. She's now living with her grandmother after a judge ruled against the placement. There are calls to ban credit card lenders from raising the amount people can borrow without their permission. Citizens Advice says 1 in 5 have had their limits raised without asking for it. And Princes William and Harry are going to visit a memorial garden at Kensington Palace dedicated to their late mother this afternoon. Tomorrow marks exactly 20 years since Princess Diana's death. The weather cloudy and wet in the south of England. Sunshine and showers elsewhere with highs of 18 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Thank you. There is more in half an hour. Victoria will be here with the news at 2 o'clock, but within that news will be a made-up news lie this time round. It's headline hijack, of course. We invite you to make up a news story, fake news, if you will, writ large. And if you make it up, just a couple of sentences and get it to us, Victoria will use this mouth she's got.
This mouth.
That's the one. To say it. And she'll say it as truth to the entire nation. Who will believe it? Because they're not really concentrating on this bit, let's be honest. Get in touch. 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. All right, Victoria?
Yeah.
Good.
I was just repulsed by Cornelius then.
Yeah, well, that's a standard feeling for anyone who's ever met him. So anyway, let's carry on, shall we? Let's carry on.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So just before the news there, we were trying to talk to Sam Webb, world reporter at The Sun. Slightly dodgy signal, but we've got him back. Sorry about that, Sam.
No worries. I'm on a landline now.
Ah, good. Right, OK, so where did we get up to? We were talking about the death toll, which is, of course, tragic. We can only assume that's going to increase, of course, as the waters subside. Tell us a little bit about the curfew, though, which has been imposed.
Well, yeah, there's been, as there was with Hurricane Katrina, there's been widespread looting and even people impersonating police officers to rob, you know, people fleeing the devastation, armed robberies. It takes place from 12 a.m. to 5 a.m. We've seen many acts of heroism and kindness, but it's unfortunately, you know, now we're starting to see the other side of these sort of disasters.
But why do we see that? I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of talk earlier on social media about people going, oh, well, it's only people looting for food, you know, and it's not looting in that sort of situation. It's survival, but it's not food, is it? That's the point. It's not food that people are stealing.
No, and as with Hurricane Katrina, it's just that disasters like this, you know, in my personal opinion, it brings out the best in people, but bad people don't turn good in natural disasters, and they're going to see this opportunity. They're going to see expensive goods that have been left abandoned. They're going to see vulnerable people, you know, trying to escape the devastation with all their worldly belongings, and, you know, unfortunately, it's there for the taking.
That's right, and the mayor himself, didn't he, said that the curfew, people are, you know, are in shelters and accommodation and rescue centres, and they're away from their houses, and of course people know those houses are empty.
Of course, and you know, a lot of areas have been evacuated prior to the flooding, and those houses are empty, and they haven't been deluged. So, you know, you turn up with a pickup truck, it's you know, it's ripe for the picking. It's very sad.
And where are we in terms of the path of the storm now? Because it's you know, we're sort of hearing about it going back out to sea and into Louisiana. And what's the sort of latest on the trajectory?
It's as I understand, it's going to start to weaken now. So the latest clip from Reuters is that it's going to weaken as it moves inland. It's going to hit Louisiana, and that's going to bring a fair bit of rainfall there, 3 to 6 inches. But you know, it's yet to be seen. But I think the brunt of it is over, and the floodwaters will start to recede over the next days, perhaps weeks. And then the clean-up operation and you know, the state can start to rebuild.
And there's talk of, well, much discussion about why the city wasn't evacuated, but in actual fact, there are good reasons for that, I understand.
It's an area the size of, it's 15 times the size of Manhattan. It just, you can't evacuate a city the size of, it's the fourth largest city in the US, I believe, and yeah. You can't evacuate a city of that size. Unfortunately, the rescue operation, the evacuation, you know, had to be at a local level. Just abandoning a city of that size is just not feasible in a short space of time.
And it's true, isn't it? In New Orleans, when that happened, a lot of the deaths from Katrina were of people trying to get out because it so clogged the roads up. Of course, that people couldn't even move into safe areas.
No, and you know, America has vastly improved its flood response. I mean, Hurricane Katrina, you compare it, it's 1,800 people who died in Katrina, and we've only had 18 confirmed, you know, for Houston so far. I mean, there are different situations, of course, you know, different geography, different land masses, but you know, this you know, it's cold comfort to the people who've died and who've lost their homes, the 200,000 people who've lost, who have been, you know, displaced from their homes, but this could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, and in terms of the reaction of Donald and Melania turning up, what's the kind of feeling been there?
As ever, you know, subject to criticism. Yeah. I mean, there's been a couple of missteps. As you mentioned before, Melania's, you know, very elegant shoe wear perhaps didn't really strike the right tone.
You're going to make a misstep if you're wearing those kind of heels. I mean, that's...
especially on white ground, yeah.
Exactly.
you know, Trump came under a bit of criticism last night for saying what a turnout when he was talking to people displaced by the hurricane. You know, people saying it's not a political rally, don't brag about the size of the crowd. These people are desperate. You know, the federal response, by and large, seems to have been very, very effective. You know, as evidenced by the limited loss of life. Again, you know, limited sympathy for the people who have been affected. But you know, people are in shelters. You know, food aid shelter has been distributed. The rescue efforts appear to have been quite effective. I mean, you know, it might emerge that there were missteps in the coming days, but you know. At this time, it seems that the federal government's response has been quite
I mean,
quite adequate.
And I guess finally, you know, Donald Trump will be well aware of the criticism for President Bush when Katrina happened, so will have been pulling out the stops in order to avoid that.
A lot of political commentators are saying he needs this. He needs to do well in this. I mean, so many, you know, crises of his own administration's, you know, sort of manufacture that he's had in the short time he's been in office. And this is the, you know, this is the first real, like, policy test. This is the first real political, you know, show of political will and effectiveness as a leader. And I think he's going to come out of it quite well.
Yeah. All right, look, thanks for talking to us, Sam. Sorry about the technical trouble we had at the beginning.
No, pleasure. No, really nice to talk to you. Thanks, John.
Okay, cheers. Sam Webb there, world reporter at The Sun newspaper, talking to us about the ongoing situation in Houston in Texas. We'll be back with Headline Hijack very shortly.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
And so we come to today's Headline Hijack. Oh, by the way, diversity paper review on the way before 2 o'clock. Candice will be joining us. She will be going through the newspapers. She's today's diversity. A different diversity each day. Making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. But Headline Hijack now as you get to make up the news. People technically don't listen to this, well, at all. But in the people who do listen, they're probably not concentrating. And for those that are, it's time for you to throw a couple of sentences our way that could be construed as news if put in the broadcast at 2 o'clock to the nation. Make up the news. Here's what's been coming in. Cornelius.
This is from Donna, who says, after winning Celebrity Big Brother last week, Sarah Harding has announced that she is going to go on a Girls Aloud reunion tour, of which she is the only original member taking part. Sarah will sing each different member's band's parts on stage on the multi-date UK-wide stadium tour, which has already been described by some critics as optimistic.
At best. Children in Wolverhampton have marched on their school. This comes ahead, of course, before the children go back to school after the summer holiday. Children in Wolverhampton have marched on their school, demanding it reopen, because they've found themselves suffering from critical levels of boredom over the summer holidays. So all teacher leave has been cancelled and lessons are expected to start as soon as tomorrow morning. It's an emergency recall of teachers in Wolverhampton there due to the boredom of children.
I don't think there's really much to do in Wolverhampton. I mean, feel free to correct me, but I've never heard of one excuse to go to Wolverhampton.
No, there's nothing really.
There's the football ground, Molyneux.
Right.
So, but you know, that's once a week, or once every 2 weeks, really.
Right. So.
So I don't know.
So there's nothing
any
to
other
do.
Things. Let us know.
Yeah. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Hashtag What to do in Wolverhampton. Cornelius, what else has been coming in?
A survey this morning has shown that the majority of Bake Off viewers have forgotten who Mary Berry is. Others questioned after viewing. Said that Mel and Soom seem to have aged a lot since the last series, but are still looking great.
And the pages on glossy magazines, this has come in from Laura, are to be made thicker in order to make the models inside the magazines less paper thin, fewer. The new initiative, launched by a consortium of Glamour magazines, said this is the step. It's one more step in the war against body confidence issues. It's a good idea, isn't it? Make the paper thicker, to make the models less paper thin. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Really. We'll take yours. We'll take yours. You've got 20 minutes. We need to put one made-up.
Plenty of time.
Plenty, loads of it. We need to put one made-up news story in the 2 o'clock bulletin, so it might as well be yours. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'll go through the papers next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
This Wednesday, it's a £9.5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your brother if you won?
My brother and my niece are West Bromwich Albion supporters. When he was younger, he was, like, football mad. So maybe I'd buy them a box. I don't even know if West Brom have a box.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
When you're on the city
every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Do you like things a little bit bigger? Then you'll love VLUX Rewards. Because this September and October, they just got bigger. You'll earn up to £65 rewards when you buy VLUX flat roof lights. And you can spend them in places like M&S, Argos, Tesco and Thomas Cook. So you know what that means? Your big shop can get bigger. Your new TV can get bigger. Or you can go on a bigger holiday. Go big on rewards at vlux.co.uk/rewards. Conditions apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclay card.
I'd already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher, but I was pleasantly surprised.
With the claim deadline set for August 2019, text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's queues on the coastbound M20 in Kent towards an accident near junction 10-4 Ashford South. One lane's closed there and two lanes are closed on the London-bound M20 because of an overturned vehicle near junction 5 for Aylesford. Very slow on the southbound M1 in the Milton Keynes area. A couple of lanes are closed with the recovery of a five-vehicle accident around junction 14. Congestion back to the Newport Pagnell services and delays on the northbound M6 because of an accident near Birmingham. One lane's out, junction 6 to 7 with heavy traffic on the approach. I'm Joanna Adams.
No matter how big your loads are, you can get a load off with the Co-op's better than half price deals. 2 litre bottles of Ariel Bio are now £5.19 and 960ml bottles of Comfort Intense are now £2.65. Ariel Bio was £10.49, Comfort Intense was £5.45. See participating stores for details. Varieties are stocked. Offer ends 3rd of October.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, interesting times. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. And, well, you're looking very much at the news, aren't you? Probably right now. We'll be looking at it in detail in terms of newspapers in a moment with Candice. But before that, we've already talked about the problems, the ongoing terrible situation in Houston, of course. But it's all right because Melania Trump's turned up in some stilettos. So, she'll probably just be piggybacking people out of the water because she'll be a bit taller and able to do so before very long. That's in the news. There's also, of course, North Korea still saber-rattling their way into war, it seems, by now, threatening to launch more missiles in the Pacific region. So that's also in the news. Bake Off came back last night as well. A lot very complicated, isn't the news?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius, you don't need to, because we're here to do it for you by taking the news and, with Japan in mind, running it through their ancient short-form Oriental verse. 5-7-5, that's the number of syllables in each line. It's the news in haikus.
Dugdale quits us. Scottish Labour leader didn't know they had one.
No one did. But it's the news in haikus. Quarter to two, Wednesday afternoon, time for the paper review. But not just any old paper review. Oh no, sir. Oh no, madam. Oh no, non-specific gender person. In fact, it's a diversity paper review. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting, because that's the buzzword, and we are riding the crest of its wave. Different diversity each day going through the papers. Candice is back. Hello, Candice.
Hello.
Remind us of your diversity, if you would.
Well, I'm known as a brown female.
That'll do fine,
yeah,
frankly.
Wicked.
That'll do fine. So welcome along once again. And what paper are we starting with today?
Well, I've got a selection of different articles. One I want to start with is in The Sun. Now, last night, I'm sure you guys have mentioned it before. If you're going to mention it later, Bake Off. Did you watch it?
Bake Off.
The Great British Bake Off.
Did you watch it? Are you a fan?
No, I was out having Thai food with my husband.
Well, that's better.
Yeah.
But did you watch the old Bake Off? Are you a Bake Off?
In and out. I didn't watch last season's one, but I watched the one with Nadia the year before that.
Yeah. I've never seen it before.
Have you not?
Ever. So I watched a bit of it last night, just because it was on, and you think, I should just have a look at it. But I couldn't really compare it to anything, because I hadn't seen the other one, so I just sort of went... But the bit I watched was about 10, 15 minutes, if that. Noel Fielding and Sandy Toksvig didn't say or do anything. I mean, I took not one word apart from Noel Fielding when at one point... bring out your illusion cake, and that is all he said. And I thought that was like a Noel Fielding surreal joke, you know, sort of go, illusion cake with squirrels in it, this kind of thing.
Well, you didn't have anything to compare it to, but people who were watching it for the last couple of years have been comparing it, because of course BBC had no adverts. Channel 4 does have adverts.
Yeah, funny.
So it kind of threw people a little bit, and it was a bit like, oh, don't like.
Why did that
weird.
Throw people? I mean, it's just what they were expecting to happen on a commercial television channel.
I don't know, but like. Yeah, fans were loving it. I think it's been an overall positive experience.
It's good. I mean, in a way, that's good that's happened, because with Top Gear, look what happened there.
Yeah.
And it makes you know, there's a lesson there, I think. It, the way to get things right and the way to get things very wrong. And it turns out that Chris Evans was the thing that was wrong.
Yeah.
Because the format was the same in Top Gear as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it's about the presenters in that way, but they've kind of gelled, I guess, Sandy and Noel.
Prue Leaf is the new judge. 6.5 million people watched it last night.
And that's comparative, what was it on BBC 10?
10 or 12?
Okay.
So, yeah, I think there's been people going out of their way to really boycott it, though. Do you know what I mean? I think at least just give it a chance and then make a decision.
Yeah.
That's the way I go anyway, so.
And rightly so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But can I do a little bit of cross-promoting?
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah. Because you know I'm from Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio,
so, Kate, who's on at the same time as you.
Kate Lawler. Why would you listen to that?
I mean, not to kind of get your listeners away from Talk to Virgin, but she's speaking to the star baker, Stephen.
Well, I mean, you've literally just done that.
Yeah.
I might listen to that.
Should we go downstairs and just listen to that?
Yeah.
We've just put on some light music here.
Not to take away your listeners at all, but you know.
It's not really much to take away from us. Yeah. It's fine.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
No, that's fine. Why don't we just put the fader up and put Kate on here and just, you know, we'll all sit back. That's
If it helps, I watched Bake Off last night, and I happen to know that the star baker, it was a really boring man, so.
Yeah.
So don't tune in.
So actually, okay.
Whatever you want to do. Yeah. Totally.
And who the hell wants to listen to Kate Lawler? Good Lord. Actually, I mean, while we're saying the cross promotion, I'm sitting in for Edith Bowman.
You are indeed.
At the moment, doing Virgin Radio Breakfast.
Yeah.
So I'm quite tired, but that's fine.
A couple of days in,
I've got two weeks of this, and it's only day two, and I'm like,
So, I believe in you, John. You can do it. So, yes, that was Bake Off. Keeping on the Sun newspaper.
Yeah. It's very much my Bible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my Bible.
One big happy family.
That's what it is.
Do you know what I mean?
It's our Bible.
But it's been said that Princess Anne is the hardest working royal this year so far.
I thought you were just going to say the hardest royal in some sort of... I thought she'd just been announced against Conor McGregor in
World's Strongest Man, but royals.
Wellard, she's Wellard.
Oh, it's like it's a knockout all over again when they did that. Oh, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, I think they've learnt from that mistake from that one. Yeah. But she's apparently so far worked 114 days this year. And do you want to know who's at the bottom?
Should we have a get? Who were the lead? It's going to be...
Phil, because he's retired.
Well...
No, excluding Prince Philip, because he's actually no, not excluding him, because he's on the list, and he's about fifth down.
Right.
She was known as, I'm just going to give it away, she was known as Weighty Katie.
Weighty Katie? Why was she called that?
Because she was just kind of, they thought that she was just waiting just to
Oh, I thought that
married.
Was a body shaming thing. No. It would have been awful.
Yeah. Kate Middleton.
Right, and she what's she like?
She's the laziest one.
39 days.
She's a mother of two young children.
Yeah, I know, so...
Yeah. She got
women can
after.
Do it all.
You've just woman mother shamed.
No, but I say she's got two young children to look after.
She's got a million nannies to do that.
She's got a nanny as well.
So, you know,
maybe
which
she's
is a kind
trying
of...
to save the taxpayer money.
Yeah, well, that's
by not working.
By not working. How does that?
No, by she's not she's having even... to spend.
I heard she's even claiming benefits. That's what I heard. Kate Middleton. She's down under a different
down
name.
Down at the job centre.
Down at the job centre, getting the benefits, she is.
So all hail Princess Anne, because she's repping it.
I still think that if she was the hardest royal, it would be... imagine that in Vegas, Princess Anne versus Conor McGregor or something like that. Because they mixed across the streams of boxing and mixed martial arts, so there's no reason why a member of the royal family couldn't have a fight.
Yeah.
Imagine the money coming in for that.
Oh my god! Imagine how much you'd have to pay to watch it on like the box office, like the pay per view.
A lot of money, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Imagine how disappointed you'd be if Princess Anne turned up to anything.
Yeah, but
a royal's coming. Oh, which one? Princess Anne. She's still
the hardest.
Yeah, she's there.
Yeah,
she's busy working.
Which
she doesn't have
Princess
time to go to
Anne?
Events.
Which do you think?
No, but she's their work is going to events,
True.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which royal would you say in a fight
okay.
would be the hardest royal out of the current ones?
I reckon Will's has that sort of new dad strength where he looks tired, but I reckon he's quite bulky from like carrying children
I
and stuff like that.
Prince Harry, I think he's seen a lot.
No, not Prince Harry. No, he's weak.
Yeah. Princess Eugenie, Chloe just said in my ear. She thinks she's a bit of a scrapper.
Fringe. that's a bit harsh, Chloe.
Let us know, 87222.
Your message with the word talk.
Which member of the royal family is the hardest?
They should have a literal royal rumble.
Yeah, well, yes.
Where they all just go in the ring together.
In a roundabout way, that's what I'm suggesting, I think.
Yeah, but you didn't use the term Royal Rumble, which is the punchline we were very slowly heading towards.
Oh, dear, guys. Right.
Yes,
so,
next.
So, Daily Mirror, right, they have noted, I don't know if you see, I haven't seen it on TV or on the cinema or anything, but a campaign was launched yesterday by the Financial Conduct Authority about a campaign so you can start hurrying and claiming your debt, you know, for PPI.
Yes.
It's on the telly now. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That.
Yes,
it's creepy.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That is creepy and horrid.
Yeah.
Oh, this is all with Arnold Schwarzenegger's head on a little tractor.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's basically urging people to make a decision. Do it now. That was my rubbish, Arnie.
Well, it was quite good, actually.
Thank you.
This is just the worst story, the whole PPI saga, because there's no winners in it. There's the banks who did something wrong.
Yeah.
And took everyone's money.
Correct.
And now we're the ones suffering because we're getting the calls at 6 p.m. in the evening, just as we sit down, and the text messages asking if we have, if we've discovered where we have PPI or something.
But I assumed, right, that it was this whole PPI, because what's happened is, even though the theory is we're the ones that were missold this stuff, and therefore we should be finding out whether we're owed money, because it's become kind of almost a scam feeling thing in itself. You automatically ignore the calls, don't you? You automatically go, oh, that's a scam. But obviously these companies are making money because they take a percentage of what they can fund, but they're putting the work in. Whereas this new advert, of course, is you can do it yourself, says the Financial Conduct Authority. Mm. But it's a lot of work. You've got to go back through a lot of loans and paperwork.
I'd go through one of the people the companies, especially the ones
who advertise on this station. Yes, so would I. Yeah.
But it's so funny. They're so crafty now, these companies, because beforehand it used to be on the private numbers, but now they're actually ringing from landline numbers. So you think, oh, okay, what's this like 0161 number? Ring and you pick it up, and then they start speaking.
It is 0161 as well, isn't it? Yeah, Manchester.
They're breaking into your nan's houses, aren't they? And ringing you from her phone, aren't they? It's awful.
Yeah, that's the next step. So phones numbers you recognise.
Yeah, because there's a deadline, isn't there, for PPI?
Yeah, you got 2 years.
I cannot wait for because it will mean the end of all of it.
Should we not all try it though? Because I was talking to one of the news people here. Right? Mm. I can't remember which one. But whoever it was...
They're not a real journalist.
No. I can't remember which one. But they had been, like all of us, have been plagued with the calls and finally just went, oh, you know what? I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Got $6,000. She was saying, I had no idea. Like you, I thought it was nonsense. She said, it went through a couple of months of them investigating, came back, I got $6,000. They probably got three. She said, I got $6,000 out of it for doing nothing apart from... And I was like... I genuinely didn't know this worked. So
I know someone as well.
So why aren't we all doing it?
They get loads of money.
So maybe we should look into it.
Well, exactly. So why aren't we doing this? It's because we just think it's a scam thing.
I know.
But apparently it's not. Isn't it interesting?
I rang them and they went, You don't have a mortgage. Leave us alone.
It's not just mortgages, though.
Isn't it?
It's
what else?
Credit cards. Yeah. Store cards?
No.
But you don't need money because your parents own Bromley.
Nectar points. Is that one?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever borrowed money for anything? No, because you don't need to because your parents are loaded.
No, because I've worked all my life. I did a paper round, John, when I was 14.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you give your parents a slice of that money, though?
No.
No. They owned the newspaper.
Didn't.
They did. They're a rival to Rupert Murdoch, weren't they, your parents?
No, they weren't.
They were in many ways. They owned the newspaper, the Bromley Advertiser or whatever it was.
It's the Bromley Times. Well, they don't own it.
They owned it.
They don't. And they never have. Or the news shopper.
Yeah.
Finish, lads.
He's very rich.
Oh,
he doesn't. He doesn't even need to work.
Yeah, why are you here, Con?
Yeah.
Ask myself that same question every day.
What else? Right. Very quickly, finally, what are
you? Last but not least, I mean, it's lunchtime now as I'm speaking, and I saw this story in The Sun where it's saying that we should basically just keep on eating high-fat foods. So, you know, it's been known to, like, you know, cut back on, like, the fatty stuff, the butter, the cheese, you know, maybe have red meat maybe once or twice a week, whatever. But this study has come out saying, actually, scrap all of that, you know, bring on the butter, bring on the cheese, bring on the red meat, bring on the bread, pasta, rice.
Right. And celebrate being fat?
It seems so, because apparently if you eat all that fatty stuff, then you kind of live longer, but you kind of, if you scale back on that fatty stuff, in a sense, you have like a less on your life expectancy.
Right. Yeah. I thought you died if you ate all the fatty stuff. It's so conflicting.
I know.
Oh, well, it brings us neatly to a story we'll be talking about later, which is, I don't know if you've seen this also in the papers, Sir Chris Hoy of cycling fame has said that fat people shouldn't wear Lycra because they look all wrong. So we're going to be talking about that. So thanks for leading us in neatly.
No problem. Nice little segue there.
Yeah, and it's not a segue, it's a bike.
Okay.
But thank you. Thank you very much indeed, Candice, for coming in. Remind us of your diversity.
Brown female.
Thank you. More from Candice on another day and another occasion, and we welcome her whenever she wishes to come in. Still to come on the programme then, as we mentioned, we'll be talking about fat people in Lycra. We'll also be talking a bit about North Korea's new missile programme, as they say they're going to continue escalating missile strikes in the Pacific Ocean, the region certainly. We've got a game of Dead or Alive on the show later, but a headline hijack's on the way. It means there's a made-up news story in the forthcoming bulletin. Something that's utterly untrue, but broadcast as fact to the nation in the news. Cornelius has the name of today's headline hijacker. Cornelius.
Yes?
The name of today's headline hijacker.
Mel.
Is from...
Shrewsbury.
Mel in Shrewsbury. Congratulations. It's you. Right. News is coming next then. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Hey Minions, I've got great news. Hang on, you haven't heard what it is yet.
Scusa.
Say no to slow with super fast Sky Fibre at our lowest price. It's just £20 a month for 18 months.
Whoa. Ooh, la, la.
We'll never slow you down, so even at peak times, the whole gang can go bananas.
Banana.
All for the tiny price of £20 a month for 18 months, including line rental, plus a one-off £19.95 setup fee when you join or recontract Sky TV.
Yeah.
Search Sky Fibre. Sky, believe in better. Available in Sky Fibre areas. New 18-month contract, Sky Fibre 25-gig monthly usage cap. Check speeds at sky.com. Further T's and C's apply.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans. And it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster. Van Monster.
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months warranty and AA cover. Like these 2013 Peugeot Partners, from under £4,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Right now, all Wren kitchens are half price with an extra 25% off, and there's 10% off all worktops, all when you buy five or more units. Hurry, ends tonight at 10 p.m.
This Wednesday, it's a £9.5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your brother if you won?
My brother and my niece are West Bromwich Albion supporters. When he was younger, he was like football mad. So maybe I'd buy them a box. I don't even know if West Brom have a box.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Monkey nuts, a huddle of penguins, at least a pride of lion bars. Joe, we seem to have collected a confectionery zoo.
Yes, but we've also collected free zoo tickets with our new Tesco Club card.
Mm.
I've been using it every time we shop, and now we've racked up enough points for a day out.
You cunning fox biscuit, you. Just to be clear, we didn't need to buy only animal-themed snacks, right? Because I'm starving.
Of course not. There's some tiger bread in the cupboard.
The new contactless Tesco Club card. A tap is all it takes. Minimum £1 spend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At just after two, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Wednesday, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Storm Harvey moves into Louisiana. The UN slams Trump's fake news claims. And Paris Jackson hits back at body shamers.
Talk Radio.
The deadly storm in Texas has now moved into Louisiana. Harvey has killed 18 people and caused severe flooding in the region. High-profile stars have been donating large sums to help those affected. Sandra Bullock has given $1 million, while at the premiere of her latest film, Reese Witherspoon, has revealed she's going to boost charitable donations.
It's just heartbreaking and devastating what's going on in Houston right now, but it's incredible to see the American people galvanizing like this and really rising up to take care of one another, and I think that's what America's all about.
Theresa May is urging China to do all it can to put more pressure on North Korea to stop what she's calling illegal and outrageous missile tests. The Prime Minister is in Japan for an official visit, arriving a day after Pyongyang fired a device over the north of the country. The American president's comments about the press have been condemned by the UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights. Donald Trump has frequently used the term fake media and recently described journalists as truly dishonest people. Zayed Raad al-Hussein says such comments risk inciting violence.
Let's assume a journalist is harmed from one of these organizations. Does the president then not bear responsibility for this?
A teenage girl has been arrested for allegedly assaulting a police officer and shooting five pupils with a BB gun. The 15-year-old, who's been excluded from her school in South Lanarkshire, has been detained on a number of offences, including resisting arrest. And Paris Jackson has hit back at people who've criticised her for having underarm hair. The 19-year-old daughter of Michael Jackson has been targeted by online trolls after she was pictured at the MTV Video Music Awards. She's posted a meme from Game of Thrones, which says winter is coming.
What? Is that how she's hit that?
Yep, she's not bothered. There you go.
Right. Well, I think she's perfectly fine for her to have underarm hair if she wants underarm hair.
Well, not everyone feels that way.
No, clearly
I have
not.
Underarm hair.
I have underarm
hair. Winter is coming. Hey, any haters out there want to hate on my underarm hair?
Yeah. Bring it
winter
on.
Winter is coming.
Yeah, I've got underarm hair and I'm proud of it.
Do you know what? I'd missed a day of shaving my armpits.
Yeah.
And I'd...
Disgusting! Oh my God! Call yourself a woman? That's horrible!
That's pretty much the reaction that James Whale had, actually. And then he told me...
Well, winter is coming to him.
And then he told me, I've shaved mine. It's repulsive. Ugh.
Well, he doesn't have any leg hair as well.
Or head hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't have any leg hair.
He doesn't have any hair.
He gets rid of it.
Yeah. Mm. The idea of James Whale being full body waxed is not an image I necessarily wanted to have.
It might not be waxed, it could be shaving.
All right.
Either way, he gets rid of it.
Oh, great.
Ash does it.
What
that's
for
an
it?
Image.
Yeah. During adverts.
Do you know how he gets the hairs out of James Whale's ears? You know those when you light a candle thing and you put it in someone's ear?
Oh,
to
yeah,
clean the
yeah.
ear out. Yeah,
a hoppy ear candle?
Yeah, that.
They're actually bad for you. Don't do that.
Well, Ash doesn't use hoppy ear candles. He uses something else that that he often uses on the fire escape for other means. Anyway, Victoria, have you done the weather?
No.
Here it comes. Here's the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So,
winter is coming.
Well, it feels like it today down here, so...
Hello, what are you pointing at? Hey? Oh, I see.
I wasn't pointing at anything.
Sorry, when you said down here.
I was talking about London.
I misunderstood.
Which is in
the south.
England.
The south of England.
I misunderstood, sorry.
So it's cloudy.
I thought
and
you said winter
south.
Was coming down here. Doesn't matter, carry on.
What are you even saying?
Doesn't matter, you carry on.
You're
with
just
it.
Being an idiot.
Yeah.
Sunshine and showers elsewhere, highs of 18 degrees.
Thanks very much indeed. Victoria. There.
You're welcome, now, John. Over there.
Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. As Arsenal reject a £50 million bid from Manchester City for Alexis Sanchez, City winger Kevin De Bruyne says he'd welcome the striker to the club. An improved offer is expected to come from City, although Arsene Wenger insists the Chilean is going nowhere until at least the end of his contract next summer. One-time Gunner striker Andy Cole told Talk Sport he believes Sanchez knows he should be aiming higher than Arsenal.
I think Sanchez is saying himself, I'm not really fussed if I stay or go. If I go, I'm going to go on a free. If I go now, you're going to have to pay whatever, but ultimately I'm going to end up leaving. He's saying to himself, I can do better than this. Not being disrespectful to us, I can do better than this.
Tottenham target PSG defender Serge Aurier has been granted a work permit, paving the way for his move to North London. It wasn't as straightforward a process as is usual, as the right-back was given a suspended two-month prison sentence last year, having been found guilty of assaulting a police officer. Finally, England have named an unchanged squad for next week's deciding test against the West Indies at Lord's. That's the latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
And finally, an economist has predicted that pieces of gravel could soon overtake the pound in value. Gravel, which has floated on the market as a controlled currency, could overtake the pound post-Brexit. Anyone with gravel is being advised to put it into an ISA.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria. There with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So it is Talk Radio in the afternoons, and you may well have watched last night's reboot of the Great British Bake Off. I have never seen Bake Off. I tuned in just to see if there was any fuss, and if there was, what it was about. And all I saw was first thing I heard was Noel Fielding say, "Show us your illusion cake," which I took to be a Noel Fielding surreal affectation, but it turned out an illusion cake is an actual thing, and people were baking cakes in the shape of other things as some kind of illusion. So we're asking you today on the programme, what illusion cake would you bake? Cornelius, what's been coming in?
I reckon last night, this would have been fitting, a Mary Berry cake,
yep,
which would have had lots of alcohol in, just like she likes in her cake.
Yes.
And would also taste very bitter.
Very bitter, very, very bitter, bitter, very bitter. John, the illusion I would create in cake form is a train that can run on bank holiday weekends, or indeed when anyone says they will, into any given station at any given time. That's an illusion.
That would be quite the illusion.
Yeah. Cornelius, what else have you got?
I'd bake a cake depicting the Bake Off's audience figures from last year when it was on the BBC. I'd then half it and give it to Channel 4. And then I'd give a crumb to Talk Radio.
And we'd appreciate it. Okay, here we go then. Rather than say, all right then, when politely asked to stop lobbing missiles all over the shop, North Korea have instead threatened further operations in the Pacific, signalling plans for more missile launches. The notion, I suppose, of fat nutters what launch is under much discussion at the UN, although so far the UN has stopped short of more sanctions, while Russia and China have actually blamed US military activity in the region for the increase in tensions. But that, of course, is what happens when you have a podgy, unlikable psychopath with bad hair with his fat finger on the trigger. But enough about Donald Trump. What of Kim Jong-un, the wrong-un? Are we at the most serious point in North Korea versus the rest of the world relations, I suppose? Is this the worst it's ever been? It certainly seems to be on the face of the reporting. Let's ask someone who knows exactly what he's talking about, because he's Professor of Politics at Birkbeck University of London, Robert Singh. Good afternoon, Robert.
Hiya.
Hiya, thanks for coming on to Talk Radio. So, is that right? Is this the worst it's ever been in terms of East-West relations with that country?
Well, I mean, I suppose you could go back to the 1950 to 53 war. It was pretty bad then. Yeah. But in terms of the consequences, nuclear-wise, I mean, it's never been this bad, certainly.
And are we to read, because as it's escalated over the past few weeks, we've heard a lot, of course, about it just being talk and about bluster and a show of strength from North Korea. But now we have South Korea, of course, conducting bombing tests or military exercises on the demilitarized border in the zone, which they've not done before, preferring, I suppose, negotiating. But so it's escalated from their side as well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's basically as high-stakes international poker as you can get, and it's sort of both sides trying to bluff the other one into backing off. But I think what's really serious about this one is the extent to which North Korea is probably quite successfully so far trying to split Japan and South Korea off from the United States and basically trying to persuade them that actually Washington isn't going to protect you. And that, I think, is what's making all this so dangerous.
And that's, you make a very valid point there, Vox. As we were saying, China and Russia have both pointed, at least partly, the finger of blame at the US for escalating it.
Yeah,
is that a fair accusation?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, the military exercises that the US and South Korea are engaged in at the moment, they happen at this time every year, so there's nothing particularly different about that. And, you know, prior to the launch yesterday of North Korea, you know, there was no threat from the South Koreans bombing near the border either. So I don't think that's entirely fair, actually. It's the usual sort of Russian-Chinese snipping at Washington.
Yeah. And regarding sanctions, I mean, the UN haven't said they're going to impose any more, I don't think, at this time. Is it coal that's the main export of North Korea? And is that right? And
that's right,
what will hit them financially. But it seems that they don't seem to care.
Well, there's not a lot to care about, to be frank.
Yeah.
I mean, what more are they going to get hit with? And it's also one of those things where it's very well the UN sort of saying, oh, we're going to put more sanctions on, but if they're not actually enforced, and China and Russia have not properly enforced them anyway, you know, at the end of the day, it just comes down to rhetoric.
And is the problem, though, because obviously the way North Korea is governed and what the people are told is, you know, very, as we know, very different to what actually is happening in the outside world. And is it a case of you know, Kim, give this show of strength, says, all right, there's sanctions, so it's sort of North Korea versus the rest of the world, as far as he's concerned, and that's the picture he paints to the people, and then puts on a big military show of might?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's a one way of sort of uniting a country that's, you know, desperately poor and impoverished around the leadership. And he's in a bit of a fragile position anyway, because there's always a threat of a military coup there. So trying to demonstrate this strength actually is one of the few things he's got in his hand.
Yeah, which is interesting, isn't it? As you say, military strength, sort of showing the strength of the military, yet that could be the basis of the coup, which is curious.
That's right.
And where do we go from here? I mean, we've sort of had the World War III jokes and we've done all that stuff and, you know, the world has sort of gone, oh, World War III. But no one's sort of taking it that seriously yet. You're certainly not the person in the street because, as you say, it just feels like empty rhetoric. But actually, you know, if he does carry on doing these tests and they escalate, what could we be looking at?
I'm not sure, because I think Steve Bannon, just before he was sacked, gave the game away when he said, actually, there's no military solution. So if even he was thinking that, you can probably put that off the cards as a deliberate thing, although, you know, maybe it could happen accidentally. I think you've only got two choices left, really. One is either there's direct talks, but that's happened before and not gone anywhere. The alternative is that actually Trump just comes up and says, all right, we're going to live with a nuclear North Korea, but here's what we're going to do in terms of containing and deterring it, sort of Cold War style. So I think it's going to that binary choice now.
And America, we should point out that Trump has tweeted, America's not been talking to North Korea for 25 years, talking is not the answer. That's what President Trump has said.
Well, yeah, but I think the thing is, you know, it's like much of his rhetoric. He says all these things and nothing actually happens.
Yeah. It's like
so
the management
he tried to stick it to Obama for what he termed strategic patience and said that under him there's going to be strategic accountability, but actually nothing's really changed.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, and the rest of us have to just sit back and watch, I suppose.
That's right.
There's nothing we can do about it.
No, we're all hostage. hostages to Pyongyang at the moment.
There we go. All right, well, you heard it here. Robert Singh there. We're hostages to Pyongyang. Robert, thank you very much for joining us, Professor of Politics at Birkbeck. They're talking us through the latest situation. So escalation is escalation, not conversation, I suppose, which is possibly a good strap line for, you know...
It's an Elvis song, that, isn't it?
It could be, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Or a little less escalation, a little less conversation, a little more escalation, please.
No. Right, you're listening to Talk Radio, and there is more to come. Do you know what's coming? Fat people in Lycra. That's what. That's on the way. We've also bring you work experience punditry, as today we go through some hipster nonsense.
Sorry, we haven't got them in the studio.
What, the fat people in Lycra?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, have we not?
No.
I've ordered some.
Have you?
Yes.
Excellent.
Deliveroo are doing it. If you want a fat person in Lycra, because they've got bikes already.
Yeah.
So they don't mind popping a porker in the back of that big blue box on the back. Stick them in there. Deliver them at the studio. Anyway, that's coming. Plus, we will be talking to Sophie. She's not fat. About hipster nonsense. Work experience punditry. All that's on the way. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
OK, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. I can't even finish that. That is the rankest thing I have ever...
It
literally
tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
What else can we do in the holidays?
Well, tomorrow, Dad's launching us across the galaxy with Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Then we could go on an island adventure with Disney's Moana. And next weekend, we can discover fantastic beasts and where to find them. Epic!
Begin your adventure today by grabbing a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass and stream over 1,000 movies without a contract. To start your 14-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus, new customers only. Order renews at $9.99 unless cancelled.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6, as you travel towards Birmingham, is looking heavy northbound after earlier problems between Junction 6 for Spaghetti and 7 for Great Bar. The lane closure has been lifted, but it's queuing back to 4A at the M42. I'm afraid there's still two lanes out on the M1 South near Milton Keynes around Junction 14 for the recovery of a five-vehicle accident there. Very slow on the approach. The Londonbound M20 is queuing after earlier problems from Junction 7 at Maidstone to Junction 4 at Leybourne. And through Fleet in Hampshire, the Aldershot Road is partially blocked by an accident. That's near to Reading Road South. I'm Joanna Adams.
As Brits, we always pay attention to the terms and conditions, so that's all this ad is. We're offering £2,000 towards a brand new Mini on top of your trade-in value for any make of old diesel. It's called the Lower Emissions Allowance and applies to all new Minis with CO2 emissions of 130 grams per kilometre or below, according to the NEDC test. If you've owned your diesel for at least 12 months and it's EU4 emissions standard or older, then get in touch. The offer is for retail customers only. Register your new Mini to the same name and address as your old diesel by the 31st of December this year and enjoy a car that's younger, smarter, fitter and better. Oh, and T's and C's apply, but you already knew that. For this and other great offers, contact your local participating Mini retailer or go to mini.co.uk. Mini, who's in.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hedy has been in touch via the medium of Twitter here at Talk Radio. Forget North Korea. What about all the missiles the Pope sends out? What about them? What about them?
That's a good one.
Yeah. A missile is a liturgical book containing texts pertaining to...
The instructions for mass, isn't it? Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right. Yeah, so it's actually quite a clever play on words there from Hedy.
Yeah, we all knew that. I don't think we had to say that.
No.
Or look it up.
No. So, the interesting thing
we thought it was a nutter getting in touch who couldn't even spell the word missiles right.
I know, I knew what it was.
You didn't. Bake Off.
Yeah, no, I was going to say about Bake Off because, well, I've just got word that we can be all not panicked about North Korea anymore. Turns out, here's what happened. So, you know, North Korea launched that missile over Japan.
Yes.
Into the sea. It wasn't a missile. It was an illusion cake.
Oh, really?
It turns out it was a publicity stunt for the Great British Bake Off. Channel 4 have hired North Korea to do the PR for the new series. And
that's what I'd go for.
Well, they're good at propaganda.
Oh, yeah, and they get the headlines all the time.
There you go. So it turns out the missile, in fact, the outer case wasn't shell casing, it was icing. Inside was several layers of sponge, and the nuclear warhead itself was just chocolate. So it's fine, it was just an illusion cake, because that is what was on Bake Off last night. People baking cakes in the shape of things that aren't cakes. Did you see it, Connor? You said you saw some of it.
I watched it all, John. I watched it in its entirety. I thought it was really good. I'm a fan of the series.
Right.
I watched it on the BBC for 1.5 series.
Okay.
And I watched last night. It's the exact same show.
Yeah. Which is the point?
Well, yeah, but like, even like, so Prue Leaf has replaced Mary Berry.
Yeah.
They're exactly the same person. It's basically like Britain's going to see its nan on the other side of the family.
Right.
So it's basically the exact same thing, really.
Yeah.
Noel and Sandy were very funny and nice, and yeah, it was good. I didn't like your... What did you say? You only heard Noel say one thing.
You
can't have been watching for more than 3 minutes.
No, honestly, 10 minutes, because I saw about 6 illusion cakes go by. Some of which were rubbish. The others were, I was going to say, shockingly bad.
Thank God.
And the others were all right. There was one that was like a handbag.
Yeah, that didn't look like a handbag.
That was shockingly bad.
Yeah.
Which is what I was going to say. And there was one that was like a loaf of bread with a sandwich. That was very good indeed.
Did that win?
Probably.
I don't know.
But overall, I know, I heard Noel Fielding say, "Bring out your illusion cake." That's all he said in the 10 minutes I was watching it.
Yeah.
So he didn't really do much, as far as I can see.
Well, he did plenty more. Actually, he did lots of voiceovers.
Yeah.
I've grabbed a couple clips of them. Because whenever he does voiceovers on the show, it sounds like he's reading the bedtime story on CBeebies.
In what on? It's Bake Off voiceover.
Yeah. Listen, I've got a clip of it here.
Over the next 2 days, the bakers will face 3 challenges, after which one of them will be named our first star baker, and another will be asked to leave the bake-off tent.
I see what you mean.
It does sound like a bedtime story that you'd watch on CBeebies. You know when they get, like, Tom Hiddleston or someone?
Tom Hardy has just done a run, hasn't he?
Really?
Tom Hardy, the actor who was Bane in Batman, of course, among other things.
Although that was
stupid getting him, because he had the Bane mask on.
He couldn't... scared all the children.
He did, he couldn't do anything.
They couldn't get to sleep.
It's awful. I watched it. It was absolutely terrifying. Children crying all over the nation.
But you were...
Mummy Bane's doing the stories! Awful.
But you were saying that you thought... This is something that John generally said in the office earlier.
What?
When you said, "I only saw Noel Fielding say, 'Bring out your illusion
cake.'"
I did,
that's all I saw.
What did you say?
I thought it was him being...
No, you said, "I could have done that."
Well, I could have done it.
As if you'd been done out of a job.
I've been done out of a job. I can say, "Bring out your illusion cake."
No, you'd ruin Bake Off.
I would make it better.
You'd try and make it all edgy. Be like, "Oh, I've made an illusion cake out of a serial killer." No, the other way around.
I mean, your way is darker. If I was to take the,
you'd be like, oh, it's a Joseph Fritzl. Oh, have I said Joseph Fritzl? No. Should I really be saying that?
No, but you—that's
exactly what you'd do.
But you've made it worse. You've suggested that I would take a serial killer, like Peter Sutcliffe or something.
Yeah, well, there you go. You said what?
And then what? Wrap him in sponge? I don't know.
It's just me misspeaking.
Yeah. Well, you see, exactly, and I wouldn't misspeak, and that's why I could do the voiceover.
I didn't say I could do
on voice on voiceover on Bake Off. There, you're right. I failed the audition. Anyway,
will you watch it next week?
No.
Fair enough. Another thing. Yeah. So I was looking to see if we could get Prue Leaf on the show today. On this website called celebrityintelligence.com.
What's that?
So it's a website that's for the industry, and you can only get a login if you're a member of the industry.
What industry?
Just sort of the media industry, and it gives you intelligence on celebrities as to who's doing the rounds, doing the interviews, whose agents' details and stuff like that. All very quite dull. Until I searched your name to see if you were on it.
See if I'd come on the show.
No. To be honest, I was just really looking forward to searching your name and you not having a profile. But annoyingly, you do.
Oh.
Do you want to know all about you? It's got all your... So it's got your audience overview. This is what this website says about you.
Well, it says it more about the audience, doesn't it?
The audience you attract...
Is it serial killers?
No. The audience are male.
Are they?
Are aged 40 to 49 years old, are living in United Kingdom, are speaking English, are married, are journalists. Only journalists listen to this show.
Yeah.
They love the BBC, are interested by comedy. They don't love it. They love the BBC more. They just have an interest in comedy. Right. It's more like, why don't we listen to some people who can't do it?
Yeah.
Are influenced by Stephen Fry, your audience, a lot.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Are hashtagging hashtag Eurovision.
What?
I don't know.
I mean, that's not really my audience, but okay.
Yeah,
I'll take any other hashtags. I'll take any audience.
The other hashtags include
They've broken down my...
Your career by hashtags.
Yeah.
Your audiences.
Yeah.
Hashtag Eurovision, hashtag MUFC.
What?
Lots of football teams, actually.
Why?
Hashtag football's on there.
Why? I don't like football.
Do you want to know what brands are associated to you?
Oh, yeah.
You have a number of brands.
Quids in, I could be on
associated
this.
Associated to you. So you work for, who is it, Talk Radio. You also work for The Times as well.
The Sunday Times,
Your number one brand is the BBC, who you used to work for. So that's fair. Number two, The Guardian.
Right.
Who obviously hate you.
Yeah.
Three, The Onion.
Okay, that's good.
Number seven, Starbucks. Starbucks.
Okay.
I don't know why that's associated to you.
I don't know either.
What are your taxes like?
Yeah.
Clean?
Oh, good point. Mm.
Number nine, the NY Times. The New York Times.
Okay.
And number 14, the New Scientist. Do you write for the New Scientist?
No, but in many ways I consider myself at the forefront of new science. Mm. So I suppose that's...
It's also got your gender makeup on your profile.
I don't wear makeup, actually.
Apparently you are 65.71% male.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd say that was about accurate.
It's also got your family status.
Has it?
Yes, done in a bar graph, which is very odd.
What is this website?
It says you're married 84.5% and that you're single 15.49%.
I'd say that was fairly accurate as well. Depends on the party.
So there, and your native language is 99.4% English. But apparently you're...
I do know some French.
Well, 0.09% French.
Yeah, and bonjour, madame, see?
Well, apparently you know more Spanish. You're
0.2%. Hola! Hola! Cerveza.
So there we go.
Chorizo. I think
we've got... we now know who our audience are.
Great.
So they're basically some men who are 40 to 59 years old who read The New Scientist and cheat on their wives every
Brilliant
now and then.
Brilliant news. That's great. It's the demographic that that I think we were all going for, in many ways. Thank you very much indeed, Cornelius, for whatever that was.
Yeah, it filled it.
It did, yeah. Right, in the next half an hour of the programme, we will be bringing you work experience punditry. That means that our work experience Sophie will be here, punditrying her way around the hipster nonsense. If it pops up in a pop-up, then it'll pop out here in the studio in the next half an hour or so. Victoria's here with the news, though, at 2:30 on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
At least 18 people have died in Texas following record flooding in the state, with Hurricane Harvey moving into Louisiana. The winds have weakened since it first hit, but more rain is expected. More than 13,000 people in Houston and the surrounding areas have been rescued, while volunteer Julie Hill has been looking after lost pets.
We've got a lot of cats and dogs that were left behind, and we're going in to rescue these babies. They should never have been left behind, but they were. And so hopefully we can reunite them with their owners.
More than 1,200 people have been killed in monsoon floods in South Asia. Hundreds of thousands of homes have been destroyed in India, Bangladesh and Nepal. Donald Trump claims talking is not the answer after North Korea fired a missile over Japan. The US president says America's been talking to the secretive state and paying them extortion money for 25 years. There are calls to ban credit card lenders from raising the amount people can borrow without their permission. Citizens Advice says one in five have had their limits raised without asking for it. And it's been revealed viewing figures for the Great British Bake Off's debut on Channel 4 were well down on last year's opener on the BBC. An average of 6.5 million people tuned in last night, compared to the 10.4 million viewers for the episode, first episode in 2016. Last week, one of Channel 4's bosses said she'd consider it a success if 3 million tuned in. The weather, cloudy and wet in the south of England, sunshine and showers elsewhere with highs of 18 degrees is more in half an hour.
Statistically, as we were just talking about statistics, we have the same sort of goals here. I mean, we'd be happy if 3 people tuned in, to be fair. But we might get 6, I don't know.
Yes, John.
You know, we'd be happy with that.
If they're not busy cheating on their wives.
Yeah, and what else do they do? Hashtag Eurovision.
Yeah, tweeting about Eurovision.
And cheating on their wives. That's the crowd we're going for. That's who they are.
Reading The Guardian.
What else do they do, these audience?
Let's have a look. Oh, their likes and interests apparently include fantasy.
Fantasy, good.
Magic and delusion.
Oh, illusion cake. That's where we came in.
And historical fiction.
Well, well done. Well done, you, the audience there. That's you in a nutshell that we've just summed up. Good. All right. Victoria's here back in an hour's time with bonus news.
That's right.
Now, today, we bring you... If you just tuned in and you don't know what this is, the reason we do it, Victoria's news bulletins are much shorter than they used to be. So we have to make the time up, don't we, Victoria?
No.
Yes, we do, because you get paid the same, don't you, Victoria?
Yes.
Yes. Is that the right thing?
Yes.
Well,
I don't know why you're so annoying about this.
Well,
I don't question how much you get paid.
No, but if I were to do fewer work and then got paid the same, say I did a 2-hour show,
yes,
not 3, but then Karen getting paid the same, you'd probably go, oh, that's not right.
Well, you don't discuss your pay with me.
Well, I'm not going to.
Do you have an hourly rate or is it a day?
Yeah, it's about 7 or 8 quid. Now, what's the minimum wage?
About that.
Yeah, about that. So,
that Victoria, explains a lot, though.
Yeah, it doesn't it? Victoria's back. I got this from the job centre. Victoria's back in an hour with bonus news today. Vegetable news. Yeah, if it's happening in the world of vegetables, it'll be happening here, quite frankly. And all that's on the way. Victoria, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Next, Sophie's in with work experience punditry.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome along.
Sorry, I can't help but interrupt again. Oh. This celebrity intelligence website is fascinating me.
Okay.
Especially now I've found that there is a rank of every celebrity on their website. It's called the Buzz Index.
So what does it mean?
that is just ranked
How important you are in the world of celebrity
something
in
like
the United
that.
Kingdom?
At the moment, right now.
Right. Right now, this minute. Is it a constant, ever-changing...
Yeah. Well, the high climbers this week, James Morrison is up to 55.
Right.
Someone called Katie Hopkins...
Yeah,
know her, is up to 97.
It's quite high, isn't it?
And Heather Watson, the racket sports Olympian, is up to 61.
So where? I mean, I imagine I'm quite high up in the rankings.
Let's have a look. I'll go straight to the top six. Yeah. Top six this week are Taylor Swift.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. She does have a new single out. Yeah,
Patrick Roberts, who looks like a sportsman,
right?
Footballer, I don't know. Ed Screenscrine is in number three.
That's fair enough. He was in the news yesterday. Yes. Yeah, you'd expect that.
Mm. Colin Jackson, number four. He came out this week, so that'll be why he's up there.
Yeah.
Number five, Kim Kardashian.
Unfortunate choice of phrase, but go on. Kim Kardashian, yeah, next.
Yes. And number six, Katie Price. So you are behind Katie Price.
Well, I'm not.
Your profile...
I wouldn't be.
Your profile is currently... You're ranked...
Yep.
15,028.
Well, I'll take... I'm kind of happy with that. I mean, how many celebrities are there?
I don't know, but...
In the world. Because that's a world ranking.
Yeah, I guess.
Isn't it? And there are more than 15,000 celebrities in the world, am I right? Maybe 15,001. And I'm not the bottom. So... There we are. But that's quite high up, I think.
I don't think that is true.
I think that's all right.
Well, basically what it means
is... There must be 100,000 celebrities in the world.
No.
More than that.
Not on this website, though.
But, it's all celebrities, you said.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But I don't know. I have to find out.
I think that's fine.
Well, it just means you only need around, I reckon... About 14,000 people to die before you start getting telework again.
Excellent news. I'm going to start after this. I know some serial killers. Right, so Sophie's here.
Hello.
Hi, Sophie. Now, this is weird, isn't it? Because you are our work experience.
Yes.
And last week was your final week with
it
us.
It was.
Yeah, and what's fallen through?
yeah. Oh. Yeah, it turns out you didn't have that place at university, did you?
Awkward. Yeah, I thought it would, you know... give me a one up in the world by lying, but turns out the truth always comes out in the end.
Yeah, so what
No, I am going. I'm just going on Saturday.
I see you got your dates wrong, did you?
Yeah,
good, that bodes
numbers
well.
Diaries tricky.
Yeah, and what's the course you're doing?
Psychology and education.
It's not maths, that's all I can
say.
Well, anyway, look, you're very welcome back. Of course you are.
Thank you.
Even though last week was an emotional send-off.
It was.
And then now you're back, so yeah. I feel a bit spent when I didn't need to be.
Okay, sorry.
But it's all right. Hipster nonsense, then.
Yes.
I'm going to take one now ahead of the traffic and travel. They can wait for you, Sophie. I think it's only fair.
Yeah.
So what is going on in the world of hipster nonsense?
Well, you know how hipsters have beards?
Square ones, quite often.
Yes. They're actually good for your health.
Right.
Because apparently, if you have a beard, it protects you from 90 to 95%, protects you from the harmful UV rays of the sun.
Well, okay, yeah, all right.
So you won't get skin cancer in that area.
Which, well, just everywhere else, presumably. Because you can only grow a beard in the area of a beard.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's only protection in the chin and cheek region.
Yes. However, that also stops you from getting a wrinkly face.
Okay.
Because it ages you more, the sun. So by having a beard, you're going to look youthful.
Well,
but
the wrinkles are, do they not begin at the eyes in terms of
under
forehead. The eyes? And the forehead and the side of the eyes and the crow's feet kind of thing. And one is not necessarily hirsute in that particular area.
Well, yeah, this is something I was thinking whilst reading up about beards.
Yeah.
You'll have a really lovely jawline, but your eyes are going to look a bit out of place, aren't they?
Yeah, like Cornelius's do, actually, because I don't really notice it.
There you go. But, right, you've just dropped another rank.
Cornelius.
I'm emailing
He's
them.
He's trying the beard thing, though.
Cornelius is.
Yeah, I've got a beard.
It's not
so I'm stylish.
That's not a beard. That, I'll tell you what that...
And I'm healthier than you.
I'll tell you what that looks like. That looks to me, at best, like somebody has taken the face of Sid the Sloth from Ice Age.
Yeah.
Right, the creature from the cartoon Ice Age, put some Pritt stick on its chin, and then picked up a small handful of hair.
Already got a furry face. Why would it do
from
that?
The floor of the barbers. Not very good hair either, and just sort of thrown it casually at your face, where some of it stuck, but not much. And that's what your beard is. Anyway.
That's mean.
So they're saying to the hipsters, the message is to keep the beard.
Keep the beard, but it's got to be thick for it to do its protective work.
There was a celebrity, and I've forgotten who, because we mentioned it earlier. Who is it in the papers with the hairy armpits today?
Paris Hilton. Paris Jackson.
Jackson. Michael Jackson's daughter, that's right. And she's hit back at some shamers who said that she... Because she went out with underarm hair or something.
Yeah.
And so they said, "Yeah," and she's gone, "No, do I like, thanks, winter is coming." Or
number 48, yes. I call her.
Googled her as well, have you?
In the rankings.
Yeah, she's in the rankings.
It's quite high.
Yeah. Mm. Well, she's in the news because of the hairy armpit.
Well, good on her.
She won't have wrinkly armpit, will she?
No.
Is what I'm saying. So also, maybe we should all just let... Because the fashion, Sophie, is for the ladies and the gentlemen to, how should we put this, groom in the downstairs area.
Yes.
Isn't it nowadays?
Yes.
So but maybe it's a return to the fuzziness of the 1970s pornography. Maybe that's the way forward.
And that's fine, you know? There's nothing wrong with that. And also, if you want, you can put glitter in your hair or you can paint it as well. That's a trendy thing to do nowadays.
So you're calling for more hair?
Yeah, why not?
More hair.
It's very hipster. There's a new trendy beard trend in Glasgow, which is to paint your beard with tartan pants.
Well, that's stupid.
It's tartan trendy.
Beard. How do you paint a beard? It wouldn't...
Hairspray. Hair paint. Body paint. Glitter. Whatever you want.
Right. Okay. Stupid. fine. Well, look, that's just the tip of the hipster iceberg.
It is.
Isn't it? Because there's more where that came from. Sophie's here. She's work experience for the final week before she goes away to university.
Again.
Lazy. So that's what she's doing. But it's the final week. And, of course, she's work experiencing. We don't just make her do the photocopying. No, we put her here in front of the microphone doing real-world work experience because she's free. Now, after the break, we'll do more of it. And, of course, news in haikus on the way. The big debate at 3 and a game of Dead or Alive in around an hour's time. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with our spoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Another one tries a duster.
Another one tries a duster.
Another one drives a duster.
Hey, why don't we get one too?
Another one drives a duster.
The Dacia Duster SUV, starting from just $9,495. With over 100,000 UK customers and fantastic owner reviews on our website. Isn't it time you got in on the action? Dacia, you do the maths.
Calling all early stage startup founders. Are you changing the world with revolutionary new ideas? Then listen up. News UK is launching the Startup Lab to help you supercharge your fresh, vibrant business. By joining the Startup Lab, you'll get unprecedented access to an audience of 12 million people every day. You'll get use of an archive of over 200 years worth of words, images, and data. You'll also get unrivaled industry expertise. Plus, the opportunity for Series A funding. Ready? Let's go. Check out newsukstartuplab.co.uk and bring your startup idea to the next level. Find out more and register your interest at newsukstartuplab.co.uk. But don't hang around. Applications close on the 14th of September. newsukstartuplab.co.uk. Let's see what we can do together.
Right now, all Wren kitchens are half price with an extra 25% off, and there's 10% off all worktops, all when you buy 5 or more units. Hurry, ends tonight at 10 p.m.
This Wednesday, it's a £9.5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your brother if you won?
My brother and my niece are West Bromwich Albion supporters. When he was younger, he was like football mad. So maybe I'd buy them a box. I don't even know if West Brom have a box.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays through Fleet in Hampshire if you're using the Aldershot Road, the A323. It's partially blocked around the junction of Reading Road South. The southbound M1 is experiencing long delays towards junction 14 for Milton Keynes, where two of the three lanes are closed after a five-vehicle accident. Queues are back to junction 15 at Northampton. Slow for the M6 South, junctions 5 to 4A because of a breakdown, and heavy on the opposite side of the carriageway after early problems northbound near junction 6. And you can't join the southbound M1 at the moment at junction 27. The entry slip road closed by an accident. I'm Joina Adams.
As Brits, we always pay attention to the terms and conditions, so that's all this ad is. We're offering £2,000 towards a brand new Mini on top of your trade-in value for any make of old diesel. It's called the Lower Emissions Allowance and applies to all new Minis with CO2 emissions of 130 grams per kilometre or below, according to the NEDC test. If you've owned your diesel for at least 12 months and it's EU4 emissions standard or older, then get in touch. The offer is for retail customers only. Register your new Mini to the same name and address as your old diesel by the 31st of December this year and enjoy a car that's younger, smarter, fitter and better. Oh, and T's and C's apply, but you already knew that. For this and other great offers, contact your local participating Mini retailer or go to mini.co.uk. Mini, who's in?
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip.
I'll be talking about all the biggest stories. If you're talking about them, so are we. But we'll get behind the headlines, talk to the biggest guests and those politicians, just so you don't have to.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
On it. Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, we've been talking about it. The return of the Great British Bake Off, of course. Channel 4's biggest audience in 5 years. That's what it's delivered. And that's in the news. There's also the news of the curfew in place in Houston to stop the looting. Looting has begun in Houston with people impersonating police officers, of all things, to stop people and rob them, armed robberies. And there is North Korea, who say they are going to continue with their missile launches in the face of any word and condemnation from the UN. But it's all right, as we mentioned earlier, we have discovered that the missile that was launched over Japan was in fact just an illusion cake to promote the Great British Bake Off. Not a missile at all. The outer casing wasn't shell casing, it was marzipan. Inside it was just sponge, because Channel 4 have now admitted they've hired North Korea to do the PR for that programme, because they're quite good at propaganda and so forth, so it makes a lot of sense.
The thing is, when Channel 4 nicked that show, it couldn't have got any worse for them.
No.
At the point, people were so angry, they thought, we may as well get North Korea to do it.
Yeah, and it's worked out very
well. Yeah.
Because both of them are in the news.
Yeah.
So it's worked very well for both parties. Anyway, the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No need to, because we are here, and with Japan in mind, here we are using their short form oriental verse in, strict syllable form. 575, we present the news in haikus.
UN threatens core Korea with sanctions. Oh no, they
sound really scary.
The news in haiku. Right then, it's 3:10, and here we are, knee-deep in some hipster nonsense, rounding things up for you. Music, TV, film, that kind of thing. And on a Wednesday, we immerse ourselves in the pop-ups, the hateful stuff that hipsters come up with. Already we have talked the advantages of square beards. Now we move to
cafes.
Oh, always with the cafes.
They're great.
The hipster's got no imagination. They can pop up a cafe. Oh, I've thought of another slight twist. Oh, it's got cereals in it. Oh, it's got coffee that's been sucked out of a beard flavoured in it. What is it now?
Otters and chinchillas.
Otters and chinchillas, for God's sake.
Yeah.
What? So they serve otter burger?
No.
Chinchilla?
You can't eat them.
Meat? I bet you can.
No. Well, it is in Japan, so maybe.
Oh, back to Japan.
Yeah.
All right.
In Tokyo, of all places. Hipster place, very much. So, so you can go and play with otters and stroke chinchillas, as well as having your coffee.
Right.
In the cafe.
I mean, I've... Right. So you just go and have a cup of coffee and stroke an otter.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what they do. That's the twist.
Yeah, and you can play with them or stroke them.
Otters are vicious.
Just lob them across the cafe.
Well,
dip them in your drink.
Okay, so there is some sort of cruel side to this, I think.
Oh, go on.
Because what if they don't want to be stroked all the time? Yeah. What if these baby otters and chinchillas want to just run around in the wild?
Well, they probably do.
I know.
Rather than be petted by a Japanese hipster.
Yeah.
Who would...
They also have hedgehogs, which you have to be very careful to
pet a hedgehog. That's quite difficult, isn't it?
You can.
Yeah, they might spike your coffee.
Yeah.
Some people have those pets.
It's good.
No.
It's good, actually. Yeah. That's what I went to one there. I went to one, actually. And I'll be honest, the drink they served me wasn't that warm. And I said, could I have this little otter?
To be fair, that was quite good, actually.
Well, if it's too cold, it may the temperature of your
face
drops.
Drops.
A chinchilla.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, for
that's
a while.
Brief, but no, don't boo me, Chloe, down my cans.
For a while, I thought a chinchilla was like an enchilada.
Oh, they're so cute, enchiladas.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
Lovely little things,
aren't
they?
I used to have one.
Yeah. Eat it.
In a cage.
The dog eat it.
So that was some education for me there.
Good. I'm glad it helped. And you're going to university for the second time.
Yes. Cambridge, no less.
Cambridge, yes, of course. Right, I think if they're listening to this, there'll be a rejection letter in the post.
No.
All right, well, I don't know. This is what the hipsters do, isn't it? Have a cup of coffee, pet a different animal. There was there was one with like cats in it.
Yeah,
not
cat
long
calf.
Ago.
That's
is it,
a thing.
Is it called cat calf?
I don't know. It
probably.
Should be.
Yeah. All right.
I would call it that.
I call it decaf. Decat calf.
Why?
Well, because
what's
coffee.
What's a decat?
Decat cat.
No. Why?
I'm going to stick with the otter one, actually.
Yeah.
So little
fine.
Otter.
Yeah.
Aww,
stick with that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's hateful. What next?
Another cafe.
Oh, ooh. God.
Okay, so do you like afternoon tea? High tea?
Sort of on a silver platter, the little sandwiches with the crust cut off, the cakes, etc.
Yeah.
I'm partial to a cucumber sandwich if the mood takes me.
Do you feel like it's sort of almost not masculine enough for you?
Not really, no.
Well, some men do.
Oh.
So a cafe in Melbourne have decided that they're going to introduce guy tea.
Okay.
So it's for guys.
Guys.
Yeah.
And it's like really masculine and cool and hipster.
What is it?
So instead of your scones and stuff, you have like... Hold on, let me just find it on my piece of paper.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you do have... So they do lemon scones with cream and stuff, but next to it you've got like a masculine burger with some fries as well.
Okay. This is crying out for millennials to hate this because of sexism or something.
Yeah.
They've caused themselves a bit of a gender exclusivity or something. Yeah, gender shame-idity or something like that.
They claim that it means that men can also just join in with the tea if they didn't feel like they wanted to eat like a macaroon, they can kind of go and get something else. So it says enjoy an afternoon tea the manly way on their website.
Well, okay. I mean, I wasn't aware that cucumber sandwiches was gender specific, but I'm not
neither,
so indeed a scone
yeah,
depending on
but they also do sort of chicken pies and also as well as
that's
tea.
That's not really an afternoon tea, that's a meal.
Well, they're mini. Mm. So they're kind of going like the whole mini sandwich.
Oh, I love mini,
mini
burger, pies.
Mini pie.
I love mini food. I don't know why. Why is mini food? Why does it taste better?
It's quite exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
When you're at a party or something where someone's bringing around canapes, these are the exclusive show business parties that Cornelius never gets invited to, then you will find that people do ring around a tray and you look over and you go, what's that? And you go, oh, it's a mini a mini shepherd's pie.
Oh delicious
that, isn't it?
Yes.
A tiny little...
mini risotto is a great one.
Mini risotto.
We've had a mini fish and chip cone is one of the classics. Yeah. I think they started sending those at Iceland now.
Yeah, you probably get all the mini things now. I don't know.
But then you have to have several mini things.
But that's great because you get to pick and mix all your different meals. So you can have a burger and shepherd's pie on the same night. What a treat.
Mm. What a treat.
So
and it's healthy because it's mini.
No, because then you have loads of it.
Yeah.
And then
it's mini though.
Yeah. And it's cute.
So do we? Is this going to come here? The Australian? I mean, I'm surprised it was that sophisticated. I would have thought it was just a tin of Foster's or something.
Yeah,
and that was it.
Oh,
that's what you get.
Yeah. A mini tin of Foster's.
Yeah, tiny thimbleful of wheat lager.
See, that would be perfect.
Warm, delicious. Throw another tin of Foster's on the Barbie
for an extortionate price.
The mini Barbie.
Yummy.
Yeah. very quickly, anything else that we're going to despise?
One more thing.
Yes, go on.
Which is kind of cool, actually. You might like it. So it's sort of a hipster overnight bus. So instead of flying... This is in America, by the way.
Hipster night bus.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
Instead of flying, you get on this bus, and they're trying to make this bus really comfortable, and it's like all about user experience and customers and how comfortable they can make these buses so that you can almost transport yourself overnight. And that's
so a long
like a
distance.
Sleeper train, but
it's
on
like a
the
sleeper,
road.
Yeah, so it's a sleeper bus.
Because the sleeper bus in America is the Greyhound bus, of course, technically, that travels long distances from city to city. And I once travelled on a Greyhound bus many years ago, travel, and I thought the sensible thing to do, I thought this would be an adventure, I will travel from Washington, D.C. To San Francisco on a bus.
Wow.
Which is about 4,000 miles.
Did you have a bed?
No, it's just a bus.
Right.
I stopped in Chicago and somewhere else, but the bus. And do you know how long it took?
4 days.
A week. A week on a bus next to a woman who smelt of her own urine.
Did you get off the bus?
You could get off the bus for a bit of a walk around, then you had to get back on the bus. And
how
there were
long?
Connections you had to kind of hit.
An hour?
And stuff. Oh, yeah, about that. Oof. It was the worst experience I've ever had. And the bus was shot at.
What?
In one city, Chicago, I think it might have been, I can't remember. and the bus, a bullet went through, and the driver stopped! I'm just speed up! And a bullet had gone through the window behind me. Because the problem with Greyhound bus stations is they're all in the worst parts of the cities. Because they're a very old method of transportation.
It's just like the megabus, but over there.
It's exactly the same. The megabus, it's a lot. I mean,
except megabuses don't really get shot at.
No.
But
it's a bad thing. Anyway, but it's like that, but nice is what you're telling me. Anyway, I wouldn't
lovely.
Do it. Go on a plane. What are you doing?
The thing is with the Greyhound buses as well.
But
they have to chase a rabbit bus, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
You don't have to go to the
and
airport.
And they go in circles.
You don't get anywhere.
Everyone bets on them. That's why it took so long. You're just going round and round following a rabbit bus.
Oh dear.
Thanks, Sophie.
You're welcome.
Was that fitting for your final?
It was the best one ever.
Oh, the best one, Evs.
Yeah.
Great. Well, look, we'll miss you.
Oh, I'll miss you guys too.
There it is, isn't it? Oh, we did this last week, to be honest.
Yeah, but now we get to do
You'll
it again.
You'll be back again at some point.
Yeah, I will be.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Anyway, thank you very much indeed for everything,
it's
Sophie.
Okay.
There, work awesome. Experience there. And look what testament it is to this feature that somebody from work experience isn't going into work at all, but back into education.
Yeah,
what
but testament. A master's at Cambridge.
Yeah. I know.
And all she wrote on her application was... I do work experience reviews on John Holmes' show on Talk Radio.
Exactly.
And because of my celebrity intelligence rating that we were talking about half an hour ago, that banged you right to the front of the queue, didn't it?
Yeah.
So there you go. I'm glad to have been of help.
Thank you, Sophie, for all of your help.
Sophie there for Work Experience Punditry. Right, in the next bit of the programme, the big debate, of course, after 3 o'clock this afternoon, we'll be talking to Talk Radio. Are we doing foreign correspondent today, or is that tomorrow?
I think we've just lost him, so we're going to have to speak to him tomorrow,
all right, okay, well, that's absolutely fine. We'll be doing that tomorrow then, so I don't know why I'm throwing ahead to it. That seems a bit distant, doesn't
it? Tune in tomorrow.
Yeah, for that. But today, dead or alive, in about 45 minutes' time, that's the radio quiz. That we're doing today. It's 3 o'clock. Victoria's got the news next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text 87222 or tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. I can't even finish that. That is the rankest thing I have ever literally.
It tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
This Wednesday, it's a £9.5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your brother if you won?
My brother and my niece are West Bromwich Albion supporters. When he was younger, he was like football mad. So maybe I'd buy them a box. I don't even know if West Brom have a box.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
With Ford's new for old scrappage scheme, you can save between £2,000 and £4,950 on the recommended list price when you trade in your old car for a new Ford. It's a great opportunity to upgrade to the new premium B&O Play sound system. Ford Sync 3 voice control for easy hands-free interaction. And active park assist that makes parking effortless. Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2009. Scrappage savings between £2,000 and £4,950 dependent on model. After the recommended on-the-road price, including VAT. Certain models excluded. Contract from 21st of August to 31st of December and register from 1st of September to 31st of December 2017. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply.
The Sky Variety Bundle is bursting with great entertainment. Enjoy explosive big screen drama like Game of Thrones. Exciting documentaries on Nat Geo and a whole range of brilliant kids shows. So, for a bundle that's bursting with brilliant TV, join or recontract with the Variety Bundle, down from £32 to £25 a month. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup, new 18-month contract, Sky Q kit loaned at no cost, payment by direct debit, further terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At just after three, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news on Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Coming up, hundreds die in monsoons, Trump accused of inciting violence, and princes visit Diana Memorial Garden.
Talk Radio.
More than 1,200 people have died in flash floods in India, Bangladesh and Nepal. The United Nations estimates more than 40 million people have been affected in the region. A month's worth of rain has fallen in just a day in Mumbai. Marie Aronson-Storier is a research fellow at Reading University specialising in disaster management.
One of the absolute biggest challenges now is to provide clean water and adequate food to people on an emergency basis. And after that, it will also be a matter of managing what they talk about, the second potential disaster, which will be disease outbreaks following this.
The hurricane, which has devastated parts of Texas, killing at least 18 people, has now returned, making landfall for a second time. It's now a weaker weather system called Tropical Storm Harvey and has reached Louisiana. Theresa May has called on China to do everything it can to put more pressure on North Korea following its latest missile test. The Prime Minister, who arrived in Japan for an official visit this morning, has called the firings illegal and outrageous. The UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights says the US president's comments about the media risk inciting violence. Since the disturbances in Charlottesville, the white supremacists clashed with counter-protesters. Mr. Trump has described journalists as truly dishonest people. Zayd Raad al-Hussein says such comments carry a big risk.
To call these news organizations fake does tremendous damage. And to refer to individual journalists in this way Is this not an incitement for others to attack journalists?
Scottish Labour bosses will meet on Saturday next week to discuss the contest to succeed Kezia Dugdale. The party's leader resigned last night, saying someone is needed with a fresh energy and a new mandate. And the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, as well as Prince Harry, have braved the rain to pay their respects to Princess Diana. On the eve of the 20th anniversary of her death, they visited a garden created in her memory in the grounds of Kensington Palace.
Thank you, Victoria.
That's all right.
That was really great. Now, in the next 25 minutes, Victoria... I mean, I heard a bit of it.
Fine.
In the next 25 minutes, you will be here again, but you will be clutching bonus news.
That is right.
And that is because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be, of course. So Victoria brings us bonus news at 3.30 every day. Animal news, vegetable news and mineral news, because the bulletins... well, we figured those bulletins would contain everything anyone needs to know. Everything's either an animal, a vegetable or a mineral.
Mm.
Or a fungus.
Which we haven't done, I don't think, this month. I'm not sure when that fell, whether you were here or away.
Maybe I was on
fungus
holiday.
Fungus news.
Yeah, we didn't. We haven't had that.
I can't remember when it's meant to be.
But
I think we missed it. Anyway.
All right. But you're going to tease us with the vegetable news is on the way today.
Well, I want to know, can I do a fruit today, please? I've got two vegetable stories, but I want to do a fruit
vegetable
story.
Vegetable news.
We haven't got anything that says fruit news.
Yeah, but they're similar to veg.
All right. Well, they're related. They're in the same aisle.
Exactly.
Fair enough. I'll take that. Okay. Thanks, Victoria. Did you do that? No? Weather? No, here it comes. It's the weather.
Here's the weather.
Radio National Weather.
Here it is.
This is a mess. Cloudy and wet in the south of England. Sunshine and showers elsewhere. Highs of 18 degrees.
Yes, it is. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal have reportedly rejected a £50 million bid from Manchester City for Alexis Sanchez. The forward's thought to be unhappy at the club, but his manager Arsene Wenger is insistent he's going nowhere before his contract's up next summer. City are expected to come back with an improved offer, although it won't involve Raheem Sterling in a potential swap deal. Former Gunners midfielder Stuart Robson told TalkSport he doesn't think the Emirates would suit Sterling anyway.
It's not a club at the moment that are going to win the title, and he went to Manchester City because he wanted to win trophies. He didn't think he could do it at Liverpool. Well, he's certainly not going to do it at Arsenal this season.
On to cricket. England have named an unchanged squad for next week's deciding test against the West Indies at Lord's. The three-match series is tied at 1-1 following the Windies' historic win at Headingley. Finally, Britain's Ali Ashbednay faces Russian Andrei Rublev in the first round of the US Open tennis later. Kyle Edmund and qualifier Cameron Norrie are in second round action. That's the latest sport news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much there, Ben, with the pre-recorded sport. The big debate is next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The big debate at three. So the Great British Bake Off is back with Noel Fielding and Sandy War from the news at TalkSport in charge. And speaking of war, the good news today, as we've been talking about, is that the threat of North Korea has been diminished this afternoon when it was revealed that the missile fired over Japan at the weekend was actually just a Great British Bake Off illusion cake. Last night's episode, the first of the new series on Channel 4, showcased a number of illusion cakes from an excellent loaf of bread, which is actually a cake, to and it's a sandwich as well, made of cake, to a rubbish handbag, also made of cake. And now Channel 4 have admitted that they've hired North Korea to do the PR for the new series. The missile wasn't a missile, but an elaborate illusion sponge. The outer casing of the weapon, we've talked about this, made of icing, the sponge layer, and the then fissile material inside made of chocolate, fired over Japan as part of the build-up to the Great British Bake Off. Worth pointing out, though, that the warhead of the cake was still radioactive, and shortly after sampling it, Paul Hollywood died. On the line now, just called Talk Radio, is a listener. Good afternoon. Is it Africa? Good afternoon.
Africa, that is Africa, yes. Hello, John.
Hello, hello, African. Good to have you on.
Not African. I'm not an African, I'm just Africa.
Yeah, Africa is your name. Is that what? That's the point, isn't it? That's what we've established.
The name's Africa, yes.
Africa.
Africa. Africa.
Well, it's going to take me a lot to take me away from you, I can tell you that.
Thank you.
Right. So, look, you've
is
called...
Yes.
You've called in Africa because...
I called in.
You called in to Talk Radio because you're a Talk Radio listener, and that's fair enough. But we talked about Sponge there, and you're anti-Sponge. You find Sponge to be, I think, abhorrent, you told our researchers. You're calling for an end to it. I mean, what's your problem with Sponge?
Yes, John, abhorrent is one of the words I used
abhorrent.
To call your... abhorrent, I called your... researcher and many other things as well. Sponge is indeed by nature of this very feature a disgusting thing, mainly due to the Great British Rake Off, but as well as the raking and everything they do on there, other things, the bob with square pants, one that disgusts me.
Sorry to interrupt you there, would it disgust you more if he wasn't wearing pants, or is it the shape of the pants that disgusts you?
Well, the shape of the pants is disgusting. The fact that he lives in a pineapple and it's under the sea is also abhorrent, to use the previous word.
Actually racist, isn't it? You can't, just because people choose, and they're perfectly right to live in a pineapple under the sea, right?
Yes.
Just because then you shouldn't, you know, you've just fruit shamed a SpongeBob there. And that's not...
No, it's not right, but it's what I did. I did at one stage in my life live in the continent, and you may know, John, that they call pineapples ananas, it was a confusion over my name at Africa and at ananas, and an unfortunate incident involving a stepladder and a bit of bleach that's led to my dislike of the bob of the pants in the ananas.
And hence the sponge. Look, Africa, stay there, because I want to bring
in
Lynx.
It's all clear, isn't it, John?
Yeah, let's stay there. So that's Africa's point of view. Lynx is on the other line. Hello, Lynx. Hello, Lynx.
I think we've lost the link with Lynx.
Lynx, can you hear me?
Hello, Lynx.
Hello. We'll try and get Lynx back on a different line. But Africa,
I'm not entirely sure how you can not get Lynx. I think Lynx's line was good. I did hear Lynx's line before the show.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I'm not sure what happened there, John.
No, it's gone odd. But anyway, it doesn't matter, because we try and just get him back. Let me...
So there's no argument then, is it? We don't like sponges. I think that's the whole point.
Well, that is your...
That is your
argument, right? But, I mean, what's your solution to this? It's all very well, but you need to solution this, don't you? Because what are you suggesting if we get... Because you're talking sponge, right? Now, you're talking... You're talking sponge cake, you're talking sea sponge, you're talking loofahs. Is that what...
Not loofah. Particularly dislike the Idris Elba. Not a fan of that at all.
No, that's...
Sponge cake. The sort of sponge that you'd use to wash oneself.
Is that what you're talking about, though? Is that what you're calling for an end for? Or is it anything associated with it?
Anything associated? I mean, you're at a radio station. Are you at a radio station, John?
Well, it's of sorts.
Of course, and I don't know the budget of that radio station, but are you staring at a microphone mast?
The budget is low, but they have stretched to a muff. Yes.
Yes, that I believe is spongy, it does make me feel a bit sick to think about it.
Okay.
I once had a disastrous incident involving a sponged muff and a technical radio engineer wearing a Hawaiian shirt, but I think that's all over now.
Right. All right, well, look, I think Lynx is back on the line, so stay there for me, Africa. Hello, Lynx, can you hear me?
Hello, John, can you hear me? Hello.
We lost you a bit there.
What happened there, John?
Well, we don't know. It was a technical problem, but we've got you now. We're pleased to have you. Look, I don't know how much of it you heard. Africa there is very much against the notion of sponges, and we've established that it's not just Bob Squarepants, although that's a lot to do with it, and it's not just the sort of he doesn't like that program with Idris Elba about the sponge.
I heard the whole thing, John. I heard it all.
Right,
I heard the entire thing.
Okay, so look, what's your point? Look, let's get to your point of view, because you are.
I've been waiting for minutes.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I want to get on the radio.
Look, you are in favour of sponge.
Yes, I am. Can I tell you why?
Yes, please.
Please. For the love of God.
Yeah.
Well, Africa, or Africa, as he insists on calling himself, he's
just
a foolish man. He's a fool.
Right.
Now, let me tell you why.
Why?
Because
the sponge mining industry in this country is what keeps Britain great and afloat through these difficult Brexity times that we're having. Without sponge mines, we wouldn't have anything to absorb things. Right?
Well, wait. Yeah, I know. Look, sponge. I mean, sponge used to be one of our greatest export exports. Didn't it? And it's not the industry it once was. I mean, you know, as we've said before, I mean, in the 80s, Mrs. Thatcher closed the sponge mines, you know, and it led to those the rubber duck riots of 1985. And when you know, famously, novelty bath toys stormed the police lines. I mean, it was a, you know, it was a shocking time, and it was all sponge was to blame.
It entirely was. I remember when Margaret Thatcher, she took all the sponges and she used them to absorb all the milk from the school children.
That's right, exactly right. She used
remember
to,
that?
I do. It's Margaret Thatcher, and it's fine to say this about her now because she is dead, used to shove sponge down the gullets of school children in order to soak up the milk they'd already drunk. It wasn't enough for her to take the bottles of milk away, was it? She used to push sponges down their throats into their guts to soak up the milk and pull them out again and push it back into cows. And that was Mrs. Thatcher's legacy.
And then she'd get the more sponges and then she'd soak up the tears from the children. They weren't
exactly.
even allowed their own tears.
I'm
glad she's gone.
What do you make of this? Let me ask you this, because this is topical, isn't it? A sponge cake in the news this week has been fostered by a Black Forest gatto and told that...
Did he laugh?
And was told... and was told that jam is evil and instead was forced to use cherries. And I wonder what you make of that. Should a cake of one description be allowed to be fostered by a different sort of cake?
Well, no, absolutely not. I love jam and cherries equally. They go very well with a sponge. I'm all for spongy unity. I can't think of a compounded word for that. Sponge unity.
That's absolutely
sponge
fine.
Unity.
Africa on the other line. Are you? You don't want sponge unity.
Oh, I can't think of anything worse. Hello to our other guest. I'm not sure if he's for sponges or against them. But I'm very much for them.
I thought I'd make that clear.
Very, very, very clear. Yes, I've got to say, sponge unity isn't something that I'm a fan of. I would take all of the sponges and all of the sponge lovers, and put them in their own little sponge grave. I've got to be honest. One of those kind of bouncy things, like, you know, you see it there, you know, athletics tracks, and you jump off the pommel horse and land in the giant sponge pit. I'd just stick them all together. I've got to be honest. Let's hope they don't bounce back.
You put them in a sponge pit, I suppose.
Sponge dungeon.
Well, this man's a pervert.
Right. Well, look, we've got to leave the debate there, really. I mean, that's... I mean, I was going to...
What is that laughing in the background?
I was going to ask you how many sponges, yes or no, Africa, yes or no?
Absolutely not.
How many sponges, Lynx?
Sure, I don't even care anymore, none.
Well, his voice has changed.
as well as his opinion, it seems. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, look, always the home of big debates, Talk Radio. So that's, sum it up for me, the debate. I mean, do we need sponge is the question. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, this is reminiscent of when the cake burnings by the Nazis, isn't it, this? And sum up the debate for me in one... Oh, that's King Alfred. Anyway, sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Africa.
Augustus Gloop.
And Lynx?
Absorbent.
Thank you. What do you think? That's what they think. Do we need sponge in any form in this day and age? Post-Brexit Britain, of course, now we've got mice, mats and scarves. Why do we need sponge? Get in touch. Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio, and that was the big debate.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. It's a football forecast on your radio broadcast with the two mics on Talk Radio with a Selco predictor. Every Friday night, get set for a squabble as Mike's Parry and Graham take a spin of the Selco Predictor and fret and fight over the weekend's football fixtures.
Well, at least I'm not fat and ugly, and you are.
You are fat and ugly.
The two mics on Talk Radio with the Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at talkradio.com/predictor.
Selco, it's where the train go.
Gotta hand it to Sky Q. The range of stuff in Ultra HD is insane. You've got movies, loads of them, sports, I'm talking football, Formula One, cricket, plus you've got documentaries, nature and drama. The quality is ridiculous. I wish you could see what I'm seeing. Sky Q, the next generation box. Sky, believe in better.
Requires Sky Q 2TV box, Sky Q multi-screen and Ultra HD ready TV. Content depends on subscription.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans. And it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months warranty and AA cover. Like these 2013 Peugeot Partners, from under £4,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
This Wednesday, it's a £9.5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your brother if you won?
My brother and my niece are West Bromwich Albion supporters. When he was younger, he was like football mad. So maybe I'd buy them a box. I don't even know if West Brom have a box.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Right now, all Wren kitchens are half price with an extra 25% off. And there's 10% off all worktops, all when you buy five or more units. Hurry, ends tonight at 10 p.m.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Greater Manchester, we have heavy traffic and a lane blocked on the exit slip road due to a broken down car and recovery work. It's on the M60 anti-clockwise around Junction 10 for Trafford Centre. In Nottinghamshire, the M1 southbound entry slip road is closed. That is due to an accident at Junction 27 for Hucknall. However, traffic is coping well at the moment. And in Buckinghamshire, we do have two lanes closed, queuing traffic and long delays due to recovery work. Five vehicles were involved in an accident on the M1 southbound at Junction 14 for Milton Keynes, and congestion is back to Junction 15. I'm Sammy Jolo.
The end of summer. Night's drawing in. Everything's becoming dull.
But at Fiat, we laugh in the face of dull.
Because colour lives on in the Fiat Festival of Paint. Buy a brand new Fiat 500 and we'll throw in a free paint upgrade worth up to £750. So you can stay colourful in Paso Doble Red, Smooth Mint, Epic Blue. Free paint offer available on new Fiat 500s ordered between 28th August and 10th September and registered by 30th September 2017. Available from stock only, subject to availability. For T's and C's, see fiat.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So a lot of your reactions coming in for today's big debate. Of course, do we need sponge anymore? Of any sort? That is what we were discussing. Why do we need sponge? We live in post-Brexit Britain. We've got mice mats and scarves. Do we actually need sponge anymore? Or are the people that like sponge literally sponging off the state? Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Reaction. Lots coming in. John, are Aeros just the chocolate version of sponge? And what about the cheese with the holes in?
Yeah.
That's coming from Person. John, you talk about sponge, formerly one of our biggest exports. But I think Britain is tired of hearing from exports. That's coming from Michael Gove.
Thank you very much. Alex has been on saying, I had to sponge gunge off myself after an unfortunate lunge. I say, keep the sponge. And then Jeff has written something filthy. So that's all good. Listen, thank you very much for your thoughts and reactions. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So, the six-time Olympic gold medalist Sir Chris Hoy, in an interview with a magazine, said, or appeared to say certainly, that anybody over 8 stone, just 8 stone, shouldn't be wearing Lycra. It looks, he said, awful on anyone weighing more than 8 stone. It's in a GQ article. It led to criticism, of course it did, in this modern millennial world, that he was body-shaming larger cyclists. But now, Sir Chris Hoy has apologised. Of course he has. Once again, that's the world we live in. But was he right to apologise? Because he also said he was kind of joking. Let's find out. Lynn Bye's on the phone, creative director of the cycleware company Fat Lad at the Back. And first of all, Lynn, let me commend you on an excellent name of a company.
Thank you. It's just a happy coincidence that that has been my husband's cycling nickname for quite a long time.
And, I mean, is that because, though, he is the fat lad, or was the fat lad, at the back? I mean,
he is was, the, exactly that,
and
yeah.
And proud to wear Lycra, Lynn?
Well, at the time, he was struggling to find any Lycra which actually fit him, so he was wearing a pair of padded cycling shorts and then a pair of mountain bike shorts over the top and a sort of slightly dodgy but fair-ish technical jersey, and that was his cycling wardrobe. And, he got the nickname because as soon as the hill turned up, and it does turn up quite a lot in Ilkley where we live, yeah, he sort of slipped off the back of the pack and he got the nickname.
I see.
And then he decided that actually he really wanted some proper decent kit, and he thought, hang on a minute, I'm not the only chunky lad that's out on bikes. I see hundreds of people like me, and the rest is history.
Yeah, and so when was this? How long has the company been going then?
We'll have been going 4 years in October.
4 years. So this comment by Chris Hoy then, when you saw this, what was your first thought?
I think he probably didn't mean it the way it came out. I think he probably thought he was being funny, and the idea of a chunky cyclist in head-to-foot Lycra walking into a coffee stop does sort of sound sort of funny, but it was probably a little bit inappropriate. But yeah, I mean, it's by far, it's not exactly the most flattering collection of clothing that you can wear,
well,
whether you're
not
a skinny bloke or a fat lad.
You're absolutely right, and the reason is, of course, it's not there to make people look. It's comfortable, isn't it, Lycra for cycling?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
the point of it. Yeah,
yeah. It's very, I mean, it's a technical collection of clothing. It allows you to move freely on your bike, and the technical fabrics wick away sweat. They keep you cool. You know, if you're going uphill, you obviously heat up very, very quickly. When you're coming downhill, you cool down. So the garments are there for a reason. They do have a purpose. And people want to emulate those cycling heroes, if you like Chris Hoy, that they see on the tracks wearing all that Lycra stuff. And, you know, now in the UK, if you aren't dressed in kind of like the right clothes, you feel a bit of a numpty.
Yeah.
You feel like you don't belong. And certainly larger cyclists, and the larger cyclists that are amongst our, what we call them, flab community, the fat lad community, they've all said that actually having the right stuff really makes a massive difference to how comfortable you feel on your bike, but also how empowered you feel when you're on your bike, because you feel as if you should be there like everybody else. You don't feel like a bit of an amateur, and like you don't know what you're doing. You feel like you are one of the lads, and that really enhances sort of the whole cycling experience for you.
And this is, it's such a, I'm going to say phenomenon, that's not the right word, but it's become such a widespread issue that it has its own acronym, of course, MAMILS, middle-aged men in Lycra, which is generally used as a derogatory term, isn't it? Because I suppose, at the end of the day, if you take, you're absolutely right, of course, it's technical clothing, it's there for a reason, but it's not the pleasantest thing to look at. That's people's objection probably, isn't it?
Certainly doesn't leave a lot to the imagination, does it?
Not really, no.
And I think, actually, in reality, probably up until Fat Lads came along, there was a lot of double XL and 3XL cyclewear which people thought that they would be able to fit into, couldn't really fit into, squash themselves into it, and it left even less to the imagination. So a lot of shrink-wrapped chickens or badly packed sausages, if you like, walking around or cycling around the country lanes of the UK. And at some point you have to get off, don't you? And you have to go into a coffee stop or a
adjusting
stop
yourself
or
as you go.
Yes,
as well.
Absolutely.
I've done cycling, Lynn. Not in any professional capacity, I hasten to add. But I've done some cycling in different countries, like around India and Germany and stuff. Quite long distances, and I can tell you, Lynn, and you'll know this already, I'm sure, from your husband, if not yourself, that chamois cream is the cyclist's friend.
A good cycling pad, and yeah, if you like it, chamois cream. They are they're essentials. You don't want to be going on a cycle round India without something between your important little places and your bike saddle. Do you really?
You really want some lubrication there.
Yeah, definitely.
One chafes, to put too fine a point on it. And in terms of Sir Chris Hoy, then he was right to apologise. Then he was joking. Are we too quick though to take offence, Lynn? This kind of thing these days, when everyone says something now, they have to apologise for it the day after. I mean, are we just too quick to jump on this sort of millennial virtue signalling bandwagon, do you think?
I think that people are easily offended these days. I think some people do jump on the bandwagon. I think that if you think about some of the large cyclists that we've got in our community, they've not all, they have got to a certain size often because they've got other underlying mental health issues, for example, or other issues which have kind of escalated, and somehow or other they've ended up being, 20 odd, 30 stone sometimes, and yeah, they have been ridiculed, and they have sort of suffered kind of some real negativity from other people. They're probably a little bit more sensitive than the rest of us, and you can understand why they might be a little bit more sensitive. And I think that, Chris Hoy, he's a good-looking guy. He's very, very toned, obviously. He's very, very slim.
He certainly isn't 8 stone, though, is he?
He's not 8 stone, but whatever he puts on, he's going to look fairly decent in it, isn't he?
Yeah.
And I think that maybe it's just a lack of empathy, really, and a lack of understanding that actually, there are people out there for whom the whole thing is a big struggle, and actually getting over that first hurdle of having the right clothes is a big thing for them. One of the biggest barriers to exercise for a lot of people is actually feeling that they don't know what to wear and that they haven't got the right clothing. So yeah, I think people did jump on the bandwagon. Great for us, absolutely fantastic. I mean, we could sack our PR and just employ.
Yeah, let's see, there you are. You're on the radio now, talking
yeah,
about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And if you, by the way, if you do jump on the bandwagon, do wear the appropriate clothing, because if you go a long way on a bandwagon, it can quite chafe you. Lynn, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. Creative Director of Cyclewear Company, Fat Lad at the Back, who will shortly be retiring, I imagine, due to the huge influx of orders she'll be getting off the back of this Chris Hoy story. There we are. If you are of a larger size and want to go bike riding but inappropriate technical clothing, even though you might not look the best in it, because nobody does, Lynn's the person to talk to. Yeah. All right, 3:32. Now, in the next half an hour, we'll be playing a game of Dead or Alive on the programme, and Victoria's going to have some bonus news after the main news, which is coming right now.
Talk Radio.
More than 1,200 people have been killed and hundreds of thousands of homes have been destroyed in recent monsoon floods in South Asia. The United Nations estimates that at least 41 million people have been affected by the flooding in India, Bangladesh and Nepal. In Mumbai, a month's worth of rain fell in just one day. These men live there.
My mother was stranded here. I have to take her to Ghatkopar. There is flooding everywhere.
We have been stranded due to the rains. There is no vehicle, no other way.
At least 18 people have been killed by Hurricane Harvey and its aftermath in Texas, while 40,000 people have been affected. The storm's now made landfall once again on the state's border with Louisiana. Theresa May says China needs to do more to stop North Korea carrying out further missile launches. President Trump's tweeted to say talking is not the answer. Princes William and Harry have visited a memorial garden in Kensington Palace to commemorate 20 years since her mother, Princess Diana, died. The sunken garden was often visited by her, and special white roses and forget-me-nots have been planted to mark the anniversary. And a hard drive containing Sir Terry Pratchett's unpublished works has been run over by a steamroller at the request of the late author. The writer asked for whatever he was working on when he died to be destroyed by the machinery. The weather, rain clearing in the southeast of England this evening, dry and feeling cooler for most, but some showers in the north and west, lows of 9 degrees. Tomorrow, after a chilly start, we'll see a mix of sunny spells and showers, highs of 19. There's more in just under half an hour.
The advice, by the way, is that if you are a large cyclist, don't eat a chamois cream cake. That's just something I've been asked to point out. It's important. Anyway, Victoria's got bonus news now.
Yeah.
It's vegetable news.
Vegetable.
Vegetable News.
It's there, due to the news being shorter than it used to be. It's Victoria's bonus news, animal, vegetable, mineral. Here comes the vegetable.
Vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
But I'm going to start off with a fruit.
That's a fruit, not a vegetable. We don't have fruit news.
But we're putting it in today. Spain's annual Tomatina Festival has taken place. And more than 20,000 people have been getting drenched in red pulp after hurling ripe tomatoes at each other in the east of the country.
I like that,
don't I? Have you done this?
No.
Because you like your weird travel stuff.
I do. I'd like to do it, actually. I've never done it.
I'd like to throw a tomato at you.
Would you?
Can we organise that, Cornelius?
We can, yes. A rotten tomato.
It.
They're ripe tomatoes, not rotten tomatoes, let's be clear.
I just said ripe, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We'll get a ripe tomato.
Right, will you leave
more than one?
Yeah, more. We'll get a packet of ripe tomatoes. Right. As John leaves the studio, you can surprise him by throwing them at him. It'll be great.
I still need to get you back.
We won't
do
it on the show. For what?
Tape gate.
I gaffer taped Victoria to the chair during the news.
Yeah. I think this is appropriate, actually. Oh. Can you organise the tomatoes, please, then, Cornelius?
Can you take them out of the tin first?
I don't want to hurt you. I just want to cover you in disgusting things.
Oh, that's the nicest. that's the sexiest thing you've ever said to me.
Victoria!
Wow!
Come on.
Hello! Hello, Victoria.
In a non-sexual way.
I mean, save this chat for off-air.
No.
Wow.
Apologise, Victoria.
No, don't.
Apologise, Victoria. This is a family
You've
show.
You've gone as red as a tomato, Victoria.
We've had such a nice show talking about, Bake Off and serial killers, and you come in with that smut. How dare you?
It's not smut.
Hello.
Apologise.
I'm not apologising for what I said.
Wow.
I still stand by it.
She's stand by it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Why do you look so excited, John?
Could you hurt me a bit?
That's an insight into your psyche I did not need. Anyway, the annual Tomatina Street Battle takes place in Bunol, which is probably not how you say it, and there was extra security in place this year. Anyway, the event was inspired by a food fight between local children back in 1945. So there you go.
Well, thank you very much indeed. That was,
back to the veg.
Oh, vegetable news.
Yep, a Donald Trump scarecrow has been spotted in Michael Douglas's vegetable patch at his holiday home in Mallorca.
Vegetable news.
Hurry up, press the button. Oh, stop talking about it. Keep pressing the button. Keep the music going.
The music, but the...
John, hurry up. It features a Trump mask, a Stars and Stripes tie, and a distinctive blonde hair. It's not known who put it up at the home. There's no suggestion that Douglas, who supported Hillary Clinton last year in the presidential election, constructed it, as he hasn't been seen at the villa since 2014. But it is there.
It is there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And finally,
yes.
Michelle Obama has revealed her most hated vegetable. Do you want to have a guess
vegetable
what it is?
Vegetable news.
Her most hated vegetable, a carrot.
No.
Because it's orange like Trump.
Nope.
A fat potato.
No.
Oh. A courgette.
No. Barack Obama also hates them.
Parsnips.
No. They are root veg.
I don't know.
Beetroot.
Beetroot. Why?
Or as the Americans call it, beets.
Beets.
Just really dislike them.
Some sick beets.
Beets one.
Different kind of beets. When they had the White House vegetable garden, they had 55 different types of veg, but there was no sight of any beetroot. So there you go.
Vegetable. How did you research that?
Vegetable news.
Just googled the word vegetable and then clicked on news.
Great.
A few articles came up. That's usually how I find stuff.
Great. It's in-depth research we have come to expect, Victoria. Thanks very much indeed.
It's okay.
So let's get this clear. You don't want to hurt me.
No.
No, let's move on from that, please.
I'm just trying to get to the...
We can make this clear off air, preferably when I'm not in the room.
Okay.
Fungus news.
No, it isn't.
It's all above board. There's nothing terrible.
Anyway, Victoria there had bonus news. Tomorrow she's back with mineral.
Vegetable
no,
news.
No, mineral.
Mineral news.
Yes, mineral news.
Fungus news.
No.
News.
Just
when is
news.
Fungus news. When Ben's fine.
So we missed it because it's on the third Tuesday of every month, but unfortunately John was away for this month.
Fine.
And the pitch to the two mics didn't work.
They don't understand it. Okay then, thanks Victoria very much indeed. In the next bit of the programme we will be playing today's quiz. It's Wednesday quiz. It is a game of dead or alive. There is a list of things, but are the things that are in that list dead or alive? It's radio's second least favourite quiz, and it's coming next on Talk Radio 1 till 4 in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game? Are you watching every game? Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching every game?
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019. So text check to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's check to 80800.
The Homebase end of season clearances are now. Hurry in for this Ketter 400 litre garden storage box. Was £98, now only £79.98. Homebase, always low prices.
So, I got home from school on Friday and Mummy said we were getting a panda. And I was happy because I like pandas. They're bigger than kittens and very, very fluffy. Mummy and Daddy said pandas are practical and great value for money. It will have to live in the garage, but that's okay because we don't have a car right now. So there's space.
Be quick. The Fiat Panda Pop, available for a limited time from £6,995, saving £2,410 on the list price. T's and C's apply at participating dealers. Ordered and registered by 30th September 2017.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Well, in Nottinghamshire, the M1 southbound entry slip road is closed. That is due to an accident at junction 27 for Hucknall. Elsewhere in Worcestershire, we have one lane closed now due to a broken down vehicle. It's on the M5 southbound between junction 7 and junction 8 around the M50. However, traffic there is coping well at the moment. And in Buckinghamshire, we do have queuing traffic and long delays due to an earlier accident on the M1 southbound. That's at junction 14 for Milton Keynes, and congestion is back to junction 15 and travel time is around 45 minutes. I'm Sammy Jolo.
The end of summer. Night's drawing in. Everything's becoming dull.
But at Fiat, we laugh in the face of dull.
Because colour lives on in the Fiat Festival of Paint. Buy a brand new Fiat 500 and we'll throw in a free paint upgrade worth up to £750. So you can stay colourful in Paso Doble Red, Smooth Mint, Epic Blue.
Free paint offer available on new Fiat 500s ordered between 28th August and 10th September and registered by 30th September 2017. Available from stock only, subject to availability. For T's and C's, see fiat.co.uk.
Get the hottest news, essential debate and entertaining opinion from the UK's biggest radio personalities all day, every day on Talk Radio. Every weekday afternoon from 4, it's Fastlane Comment with Sam Delaney.
Your designated drive time pilot right up until it kicks off at 7.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
It's the undisputed king of late night radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please get ready to genuflect in the magnificent presence of Sir Ian of Lee.
It's weird. It's wonderful. It's unconventional. It's totally unmissable. It's late night Ian Lee.
Weeknights from 10.
24/7 conversation across the nation on the UK's most entertaining speech station, Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, it's Talk Radio. It is a Wednesday afternoon. We've talked about much news in the last 3 hours. Of course, North Korea has featured quite heavily, as you know, what with them suggesting they're going to increase their military adventures in the Pacific in the face of the UN condemning it. Who knows where that will lead. We spoke to somebody who does Lycra, for fat cyclists in the wake of Chris Hoy's comment that fat people shouldn't be wearing Lycra. And we talked about the situation in Houston as well with the terrible events that are going on. There's a lot going on. The news is very complicated.
Hot dog, John. I can't get my head around it.
Well, you don't need to, because we are here to help. And we help by using Japan, as mentioned, but it's traditional oriental poetry, really. What we do is we take the news and we explain it via haikus. It's the news in haikus.
Piers Morgan has broken three ribs. I heard the same rumour about Prince.
I heard that.
Yeah, and Marilyn Manson, apparently.
Yeah. By all accounts, yeah. Now, it is time to play this week's edition of the quiz that we like to call... Dead... There's a list of things. They are either dead or they are alive. Joining us on the line to play is somebody called Jake. Hello, Jake.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, we're all right, thank you very much indeed. What are you up to, Jake? What are you doing?
I've just had the afternoon off. I spent the morning working, cleaning holiday homes, so... having the afternoon off now.
Cleaning holiday homes.
Oh, tell us more, Jake. Where do you do this?
I'm working for some friends who have some holiday homes in the south of France.
Oh. Mm. Oh. That's very nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Do you work morning but then to get the afternoon to relax en français,
yeah.
Do you? Is
that exactly.
And whereabouts, exactly. Whereabouts in the south of France, Jake?
Southwest, about an hour south of Toulouse.
Okay, yeah. There's nothing there.
No, exactly.
I mean, what you've
there's got... Not, there's
what,
nothing
what
there.
What have you got?
There's nothing there.
What have you got, though?
There's nothing there.
There's a few houses.
What have you got, though?
There's nothing there.
A few houses and a pool.
What, so you've got a few houses. Is that what you've got?
Pretty much.
There's nothing... Mine was better, if I'm honest.
Was it? Well, he answered mine.
There's nothing there. There's nothing there.
Well, what have you got?
Nothing to lose.
What have you got to lose?
Got nothing. Great. Jake, so you're enjoying a sort of working holiday. Is that how you're looking at it, or is it just...
Yes, exactly. No, that's exactly how it is, yeah.
And they have a swimming pool.
Yes.
Do you have to wear tight trunks in the swimming pool? Because that was always a thing whenever I went to sort of a holiday park in the south of France. They wouldn't let you wear sort of the looser boxer short type trunk. It had to be...
No, I wear loose ones.
Okay. Why did they make me do that, then? This was the lifeguards.
Well, it's because you can wear nothing too loose.
Yes! Fair play.
Fair play.
So... Look, Jake, we've got a game of dead or alive. There's a list of things. And they are either dead... Oh, they are alive.
Okay.
All you'll do is tell us which, and then you'll have a score and stuff, and that's how quizzes work. Are you ready to play, Jake?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Let's do it. Let's play Dead or Alive. First question, dead or alive? My godparents, Chris and Brian.
Dead.
No, both alive. No points on that one. Terry Pratchett's unpublished novels, dead or alive?
Alive.
No, dead. They were crushed today as part of his wishes upon his death that his unpublished novels, The Hard Drive, would be flattened by a steamroller, which indeed they were today. So his unpublished novels are indeed dead. The sea around Japan, dead or alive?
Alive.
Yes, despite the amount of missiles North Korea seemed to be continuing to fire into it. But it is still alive as far as we're aware. The actor Ed Skrein
Skren. Hellboy Ed.
Hellboy Ed from the film Hellboy. His sense of morality, dead or alive?
Dead.
Alive! He yesterday dropped out of the upcoming reboot of Hellboy because he said that he didn't want to play a character of an ethnicity that wasn't his own origin, if you see what I mean. Anyway, it's a noble gesture, and he's pulled out of that. Anyway, Holly Willoughby's bank account.
Alive.
Very much so, after receiving a pay increase to match her this morning co-presenter, Philip Schofield. Dead or alive, The Hills. The Hills.
Alive.
Alive, with The Sound of Music. No, not in this case, I'm afraid. No, unfortunately, Jake, The Hills, in this instance, are a family who lived three doors down from my parents when I was growing up, The Hills. And tragically, all three generations of them wiped out in a Sudoku accident. So they're all very much dead. So no points on that one either. Right Said Fred's pension fund, dead or alive?
Dead.
No, alive! Thanks to Taylor Swift using their Sexy Shirt song for her new single. She's done a cover version of I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt, word for word. And so that's kept their pension
fund. Are you trying, Jake?
Alive.
Not particularly.
Fair enough. Dead or alive, the fox I saw at the side of the road on my drive in this morning.
Oh, dead.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
Donald Trump's sense of empathy, dead or alive?
Dead. Judging by today.
Very dead. Yeah, another point well done there. Kezia Dugdale. Dead or alive?
Dead. Well, she's alive.
She is alive.
Yeah.
She is alive. Kezia Dugdale's alive. But her role as Scottish Labour leader is dead.
It's dead.
Is dead. So that's half a point for you there. the feeling, not the band, but the feeling inside... Well, actually, no, the feeling... the band.
Alive.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, extra point.
Oh, I'm going to have to Google that.
The feeling inside any parent standing helpless, looking on as their child stuffs some pink fur roughly into the shape of a unicorn in a Build-A-Bear workshop.
Dead.
Very much so, yeah. I can confirm that is accurate, yes. Platforms number 1 to 10 at Waterloo Station in London.
Dead.
Alive. They've come back to life after being dead for 3 weeks, but they've sort of stuttered back, haven't they?
Mm,
is that fair to say? Because they didn't burst back into life, as we were promised.
It was on the BBC homepage, so something went wrong.
Yeah, so they... sort of stuttering alive. But again, there's another half
a point.
Half a point for that.
Half
a point for that. Musical question for you now, finally. Dead or alive, art... According to musical comedian Bo Burnham, dead or alive?
Dead.
Let's find out.
Art is dead.
Yeah!
Art is dead.
Art is dead.
Art is dead.
That's, to be clear, that's not Art Garfunkel.
No.
Art Garfunkel, dead or alive?
Dead.
He's alive! He's alive. You think so, isn't he? You should Google that. I'm sure he's alive. Art Garfunkel, he's not died. No.
Yeah,
what?
He's alive.
He's alive!
He's got tour dates.
Well, there you go. Cornelius. Cornelius.
Yeah, yes.
Dead or alive?
Alive.
Not you.
Oh.
Dead.
Yeah, might as well be.
No.
But he's been keeping score. What are the scores, Cornelius?
7.
He got seven. A bit more drama than that.
Okay, I can... confirm that Jake in the south of France has scored.
He's got nothing. He's got nothing.
What's he got again?
Whatever his score is.
What have you got?
Where are you near? Where are you near, Jake?
I've got nothing to lose.
Yeah, he's near to lose. He's got nothing.
Anyway, Jake has scored.
Yeah. It's a bit too much tension, that.
Oh, okay. 7.
He's got 7 points.
Still 7.
Jake, well done. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Good work. You've scored 7 points in today's quiz. Dead or alive? That's just about it from us.
His working holiday sounds like it's working a lot. He's very relaxed,
He was relaxed there.
It's great.
Cleans the holiday homes in the morning.
And just
relaxes.
Enters radio quizzes in the afternoon in the south of France.
What a time to be alive. Sam Delaney is now with us because he's with you from 4 o'clock. And I imagine there are things on his programme.
Yes, and it is quite a time to be alive. Theresa May's in Japan and she's had to be coached in how to survive in the event of North Korea dropping a bomb on the country while she's there. Now, it's an easy joke there to say, well, fingers crossed, but that would be an awful gag
terrible
to make at the expense not only of our Prime Minister, but of the Japanese people and planet Earth. But it is scary. If I was her, I'd be scared. I don't want to be... I mean, you'd start to worry, wouldn't you?
She's within range.
She is well within range. And I suppose we've got to hand it to her for being brave enough to go out there. Yeah, it's as close to being on the front line like kings used to in the old days when they used to actually go and fight in the wars.
That's
more or less. Well, she's going there. She's almost sauntering up to the North Korean border and saying, let's have it.
Toe over the line.
Toe over the line.
What are you going to do about that?
Yeah. So that's sort of exciting and scary. We may well be on the edge of Armageddon. I hope that if these are the last few hours on planet Earth, people will spend them listening to my show.
I think so.
If we get to the third hour, we're doing this new thing about, I don't know if you've heard about the Tories launching their own sort of new cool, hip, urban version of Momentum, because they're worried that all young people now are growing up left-wing. And that soon all of their voters will have died out, like the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And so they think, we better take it on. So they've done a new thing. It's called Activate. And it's for young people who are interested in radical new right-wing ideas. Do you know how much it costs to join?
How much?
£500.
What?
£500. You could join a swanky West End drinking cocktail bar for that, couldn't you?
£500.
I mean, there's their problem. Right from the beginning, they've misunderstood the demographic they're trying to communicate with. Mind you, Cornelius...
Hello.
You're a young person, and
yes,
your name is Cornelius, which would suggest to me that you'd be in the market for joining a young conservative type of organisation.
Very, very rich parents as
well. Yeah, would you be able to get a loan from the folks to join Activate?
I don't think so.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
I think...
You sit around and
I'd
talk
rather
about...
I'd rather join one of these... drinking clubs that
what sort of radical right-wing ideas?
I don't know.
I mean, you
killing
know,
the poor and drinking their blood.
That's how Hitler started.
Yeah, drinking the poor, drinking...
Is it the Hitler Youth?
It's effectively the Hitler Youth.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
No, it's more radical as in cool skateboard moves.
Yeah, but while you're doing that, you're talking about ethnic cleansing.
Yeah.
But you're doing it on a half pipe and listening to sick hip-hop beats. So, well done, the Tories.
Yeah,
if you lower your price, it does sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And there will be a lot of people at this station alone who will be sympathetic to your cause.
Indeed, and Activate is also, of course, isn't it the name of sort of one of those yogurt that eats bad bacteria?
Yeah, the ones that Martin McCutcheon advertises.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's good for your gut.
Activate is how they start robot wars.
Now they've missed the trick because they've actually spelt the whole word out. And as any young person will tell us, John, I'm sure Cornelius will be only too happy with.
An eight at the end.
You don't spell Activate with full letters, do you? You put a number eight.
Activate.
So straight away, they have missed an open goal.
Use an at symbol for the A.
Yes, right, you need hardly any letters. And the one rule of marketing to young people is the less letters, the better. Which also rhymes.
Good. Thank you very much. Sam Delaney, the voice of youth, with you next on Talk Radio from 4. We're back tomorrow from 1. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.